This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Backed up for some reason.
Doogie.
Don't touch it!
Dieter. Charlie.
Compare your wife to a toilet.
And Jeffrey.
I don't know what to say.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Thursday, September 27th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Charlie is here.
Hi.
Snitzer is here.
Hey, man.
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. That's how you reach us on board Rolling Glory 1. You can also text us at that number. That comes on board in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes on board in real time as well. Nads is back in the main studio running the board.
Good morning, guys. It looks awesome out in South Padre.
Oh, yes. And someone is answering phones there. I don't know who, but
Mattitude.
Okay, Mattitude answering phones in the fart box. So when you give us a call, that's we'll screen your phone calls. Yeah, I know you probably, if you fired up RMG TV today, you probably were thinking to yourself, man, I was expecting just probably 50 naked or half-naked women on board Rolling Glory 1. We may even, when the show starts, you may catch a glimpse of an orgy in progress. Mm-hmm. And if you tuned in expecting to see that massive party on South Padre Island, because as we know, Dieter has been telling us it is the party capital of the universe. 365 days a year.
September especially.
Yeah, September 27th and 28th.
Yeah.
Yes. Hold a special place in partying in South Padre Island.
Yeah, voted number one.
That's right.
The past 20 years.
The most party of party days on the most party island in the world. So I know that you were probably sent the kids to your in-laws' house, fired up the big screen TV. Mm-hmm. You're playing RMG TV on that. Probably brought some friends over.
Just like how I used to watch MTV Spring Break growing up.
Yes, yes.
You get the guys together, crack open some cold ones,
yep.
And just have fun.
And now you are ready. You were thinking, look, we can't be there on South Padre because, first of all, it's just so packed. There's not even room for us. You're sitting at home. You're thinking, I would love to be there, but I can't.
The island's full.
So we'll do the next best thing. We'll live life vicariously through Rover's Morning Glory. And we'll watch along in real time as we see naked chicks on and off the bus. Charlie trying to hide his sexual escapades from his girlfriend. Can you catch Charlie getting a Hummer? Maybe a little bit off camera in the driver's seat. For instance, I mean, I know you were really looking forward to doing all of that this morning. And so were we. But I have some bad news for you. It's nothing wrong with South Padre Island. The party is going on.
Never stops.
South Padre Island.
Yeah, don't blame the island.
The party continues without us because we are stuck in Houston.
What?
That's right.
Nads loves this.
We were out at our fan meetup last night. And B2 comes, and I'm talking to a group of people. She comes over and she says,
"I got to talk to you privately again.
Got a bus problem." I go, "We could not get in two accidents in two separate days back to back.
It was like deja vu from the day before."
Hey, I gotta talk to you. I thought maybe she was just trying to say something to get us out of there, you know, like, "Hey, it's time's up. Let's go. I'm going to wrangle everyone up. We got to get moving here. We're on a tight schedule to South Padre. It's a long drive. And you have to make your way through all of those, you know,
yeah,
the throngs
really only
of
like
party people.
5 hours away, but the traffic just going through the boobs and the Hooters.
And well,
it's going to take a while.
And you know how women drive, and it's all women. It's it's nothing but women heading to South Padre Island. So you're in a traffic jam of female drivers. Mm-hmm. Well, she tells me we have a problem with the bus. The front slide out won't go back in. Now, the bus has two slide outs. They pop out when the bus is parked. They pop out. They make it bigger inside.
Yes.
When the bus is rolling down the road, they'll slide in, and it's the width of a normal bus, and you're good to go. Well, apparently the front slide out,
they're stuck, like popped out.
Will not go back in. And when it's out, it's impossible to move the bus. The bus won't even go into drive. It's just, you're stuck. So there are methods you can use to manually crank it in. And apparently I've talked to bus drivers and they go, "You never want to do that."
Why?
Because it takes a long time.
Well, that's just the guy doesn't want to do it?
Oh, he tried to do it.
Oh, he tried. Okay.
He tried to do it. And it just didn't work. So he was on the phone with the bus company, the manufacturer, trying to get this to work. It wouldn't work. He's in the store buying tools. He's doing everything.
You said manually crank it. Like, actually, there's some sort of thing out there, and he's just spinning it?
No, you have to put a, I'm guessing there's like a
drill bit, and you can kind of drill
like
it in.
Yeah, a drill bit. You get an electric drill, and you can turn that little nut or something,
and it
cranks the slide out back
crank.
In.
Yeah.
So you manually crank the crank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big crank. So we are stuck here in Houston. And
are we going to South Padre?
I had to tell the crew. They wanted to commit suicide. I had to play that suicide hotline song, whatever the hell that one is.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again on a loop here on the bus.
Yeah. I just want to die. Yeah. That song.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That was the attitude of all the guys on the bus, because they were already hyped up. They were ready to go to South Padre.
I already had my swim trunks on. I had to take those off, put back on the jeans. You know how sad that is? What a sad moment that is?
He was walking around on the bus with his flippers.
Snitzer got divorced for this.
Yeah, for no reason now.
Yeah. So, they're sending emergency service out to us. Apparently, emergency service means within the next 12 hours or so.
Oh, take your time.
So they will be here this morning, and we may get down to South Padre Island, but I'm not positive of that. We will have to see.
I don't know if I'll have a second chance in life. Like, this was my one and only.
Yeah, this is the only chance, especially to go with me. This is it.
He's the king of South Padre.
Right.
Well, we're counting on him. I mean, he was so legendary when he was there. What year was this, Dieter?
2000, roughly 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, they put out a red carpet for me.
So
everybody said
the statue. I want to look at the Dieter statue they erected out there.
The little Dieters running around.
Yes.
All the women that emailed me and said, "Where are you going to be at your first stop?"
Uh huh.
"We want a piece of you."
Dieter claims he met someone at the Houston fan meetup last night that was on South Padre the same time he was in 2000 with MTV.
Yeah.
And that he might have impregnated her.
You never know.
Was MTV there when you were?
Yeah.
They were there at the same time you were. You on MTV?
Like in maybe a crowd shot. But they were just going to different bars. You have to look up where they were going to be or on the beach. Yeah, that was the place to go. In March in 2000. Yes. No other spot.
Do you think Dieter may have sabotaged the bus because he's been talking about South Padre? We were so close that it might not live up to our expectations, how he's built it up himself.
Yeah, he was down in that area for a while.
He was down there. I don't know what he was doing.
Underneath the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sabotage. A saboteur. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Check those cameras.
Yeah, I had a bunch of screwdrivers in my hand. A bunch of grease.
Here's someone that says South Padre isn't worth it. I was there for spring break last year, and it was pretty much empty.
What's this guy talking about?
I know that.
Wrong island. This guy was on the wrong island.
Yeah, wrong island.
Or it's a guy lying because he's trying to save all the chicks for himself.
Exactly. He doesn't want the word to get out. That's probably what it is. There's a very select small group of men, kind of like Dr. Ian's secret society at Harvard.
Ancient Nine.
They know about the untapped potential of women on South Padre Island, and they want to keep it for themselves. As we said, I think, what was it, 400 to 1?
Yes, that's what
female-to-male ratio.
At least. At least.
And they don't want word getting out because men would just flock to this place.
It would be ruined in a day.
You're right. You're right.
And we're going to broadcast from there? We're going to broadcast their secrets?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So
they may fix it today?
They may fix it today.
They're going to try to fix it today.
Do you think the car accident had anything to do with
this thing? That's a very good question.
It is somewhat. It's on the same side.
It is on the same side. But
did it hit the slide?
I don't know. I mean, it didn't hit the slide, but was it enough to jar something north? I mean, north. I'm just reading something because Franklin said that guy was on North Padre Island, not South Padre Island.
Wrong place.
Cab drivers there, once you get to the airport, you go, take me to South Padre. They know. They sometimes take you to North Padre if you're not part of the
elite crew, if you don't know the handshake. The proper honk.
That's right. So maybe it jarred something, and I can hear the motor going.
Yeah, you tried it last night once we got back, and it sounded like normal. It sounded like it was working. It just wasn't moving.
You know, you hear the motor turning, but it's not engaging.
Like something's not catching. Like if it's on a belt or a chain or something, it's just not going.
Right. So we are here in Houston, talking to you now.
So if they fix it, what time are they coming to fix it, do you think?
8:30, I believe.
Oh, in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What if they fix it and it's 11? We leave right then, go to South Padre. We get to South Padre at what time?
I believe it's a 5 or 6 hour drive,
right.
I think.
All right. Cool. So it's still possible.
It's still possible. Okay. We could make it for just one night. But we have to make it, actually, because that's where everyone's flights are based out of.
South Padre or bust.
That's right.
So a lot of busts.
We have to get
busts.
There.
Busts.
Anyhow.
Oh, man. Are you regretting the bus yet?
No, I mean...
That's just two bad nights in a row.
That is right. And I jinxed it because I said, right earlier that night, before the accident, I told B2, I said, everything has gone so well on this trip.
You said this before the accident?
Before the accident.
Okay, yeah.
Then the accident, then this. And what's next? I don't know.
That footage of the bus accident is starting to really scare me. Like, the footage from inside, mm-hmm. when you see everything just tip over. And if we were on that, and he was going so slow, but just slamming on the brakes like that really showed me how dangerous an accident would be if we were in here. We don't have seatbelts on.
Right.
We're just floating around.
We'd
be flying around.
Yeah.
And I really think the most dangerous part is flying into other stuff, like just sharp things. We have knives out, scary.
Well, you don't even have to fall into that. That knife becomes airborne.
That's what that too.
Let's put things away. How about that?
Yeah,
that's
now
the new rule. Put your knives away. All right, let me see here. I don't know if anyone went through mail today. Let's see here. Let me look. Hang on one second.
Yeah, because Douche's not here.
Looks like she did go through email, though.
When did she fly today?
Tomorrow.
She flies today, but like not until noon or something, I believe. Here's someone who writes. This is Callie. Rover, I'm a first-time emailer. I'm too nervous to call into your show. My brother, who goes by the name Curious George, recently got me hooked on your show. I must admit, Dieter is so gorgeous.
This is George. This is straight-up George writing in.
Yeah, this is George.
I started listening in August 2018 and was wondering, does he have a girlfriend or is he married? He's very cryptic when it comes to talking about his personal life, and my brother said even he isn't sure about Dieter's relationship status. Attached is a picture of Jeffrey and me when we met at the Columbus meet and greet. I love my big brother, but does he annoy you with all his questions? This runs in the family. She asked the three questions right there in just that email.
Curious Georgina.
What were the three questions?
Let's see here. Does he have a girlfriend or is he married?
I'll answer that right now. We're going to South Padre, right?
Uh-huh.
100% single. I'm telling you right now. We're going to South Padre.
Does Curious George, her brother, does he annoy you with all his questions?
Is this for all of us or to me?
This is, I guess, to all of us.
We'll go around the room. Charlie?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't bother
Snitz.
Me.
Nah.
Theater?
No.
Okay, all right. I don't think that Snitz got those pictures.
I did not, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw her at the that meet and greet.
In Columbus, that's right.
She seemed really normal.
Yeah, I wanted to meet her. I don't think I ever did. But I saw her from afar, and I thought that was George's girlfriend at first.
Mm-hmm. She got big cans.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I go, oh, I want to meet her. And then I never got, she left.
Lauren from St. Louis. Oh, wait, no, that was from 7 days ago. It says that can't be right. Hold on.
Okay. Was that another one from 7 days ago too?
Yeah, it was. Yep. Oops.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Oh.
Ron writes, it's been hyped up so much. What happens if you get to South Padre Island and it's dead and nothing's happening?
Impossible.
We don't even have a plan for that. That's just
even on Christmas, it's bumping there.
Yeah.
Alberta says, I have never written to a radio show before, but I have a little story to tell and a request. My story is about my husband and his love for the show. He's been listening to the show for about 8 years now, not missing an episode. And just to let me tell you, he never misses an episode. He just did. Basically, your show is on practically all the time except when he's at work. He listens to it in his sleep with his phone under the pillow. He never goes to sleep without it. He wakes up and puts it on. He also listens to it in the car, driving to work and back, or wherever we're going. He listens to your show in the shower and when he's playing PlayStation games. So that's how I started enjoying listening to it. But mostly I just hear it playing more than listening to it. He is so dedicated to your show. I honestly don't think there's anyone else out there who loves your show more than he does. It's an addiction. My request is, my husband's name is Louis or Luis. He just had his birthday last weekend.
Ooh.
I'm wondering if you could give him a quick birthday shout out for me that would make his week.
Next year.
Do we? Because Jeffrey did the Jeffrey's
birthday
blowout.
We cram all of the birthday shout-outs into one episode.
Exactly. It happens at 2
on
in the
RNG
morning
Plus.
On a Saturday over Labor Day weekend.
that's
the new
that's
thing
right
we do.
So, what I will say, Alberta, is we can forward that to Jeffrey, your request to Jeffrey, and if you wait until 2019, he can probably give your husband a birthday shout-out.
That's the best
in,
way to do
in
it.
His, yeah, yeah, I think so, too.
It's she the said most listened to birthday blowout show of all time.
Yes.
And we just do that over Labor Day. Just get them all out of the way. So, just don't know. I'm excited this guy's a huge listener, and I really appreciate it. I hope he has a great birthday, but I'm
yes
not going to say the I'm not going to say the official words.
Can't.
I can't.
Right?
That's Jeffrey's territory.
Jen writes, Rover, let's address this issue. Why do I feel like Dieter has some kind of secret life? He's such a homophobe, but was so curious with the transsexual guest that was on yesterday. It makes me wonder, and it has for a long, long time. He was clearly gay during his fraternity days, but everyone slept with large women just to keep up a front. Even his workouts are questionable. What are you hiding, Dieter? She wants to know.
I'm gay. That's it. I'm gay because I asked that drag queen a question. But we're supposed to ask her, what, two questions? What she was doing, I thought was strange to me. You're reading to kids in a full, as she said, costume.
Uh-huh.
Extra large breasts and hips. I find that kind of strange.
And your other question was, what's your phone number so we can go out later,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
That's why he sabotaged the bus, so he could stick around Houston more.
Oh, yeah. Find that. Find that. What's its name? Or what's her name?
Charlie, your mic is off.
I think it was Tatiana.
Tatiana, yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. Caitlin writes, hey, my sister was in Dallas on the 25th. It just so happened that her business trip for Sephora ended up being the same few days you guys were in Texas as well. Around 9:50 p.m., I got a call from her phone, and it was Dieter.
Yeah.
He was so nice on the phone, it made my night. He just asked what I was up to and talked to me for a bit, just like a normal call from a pal.
I was cranking it when I was talking to her. It was normal. Oh, man, I was horny.
Then, a little after 10 p.m., she hands the phone to Rover. Thank you guys so much. Well, Caitlin, you're welcome. I do remember her sister.
I
didn't have a normal conversation. I just got on the phone and was like, hey, your sister thinks I'm some radio guy named Grover? I don't know. Should I try and bang her? Because she thinks I'm him. I didn't know she'd already talked to you, Dieter. I was just trying to. I thought she might fall for that.
Oh,
like, no. We're not even. Who's she talking about? All right. Let me take a break. We don't have the shizzy because Doozy's not even in the main studio today. So let me take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We are live on board Rolling Glory 1, Stationary Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are still in Houston. We have not made it to the party capital of the universe, South Padre Island.
So close.
But we hope to. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
It's not the Wienermobile. It's just a bus full of d***s. Now back to the sausage party
Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are still in Houston. We had a little bit of a problem. As the saying goes, Houston, we have a problem. Our slide out won't come in, so the bus is stuck in Houston, and they're going to come out, try to service us today. And we are fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. If you want to try Gas Monkey Energy Drink at a TA or a Petro Stopping Center, text the word ROVER, R-O-V-E-R, to the number 52439, and we'll hit you back with a $1 off coupon available to be used at a TA or a Petro Stopping Center on Gas Monkey Energy Drink. We were just at the Gas Monkey Garage a couple of days ago Dallas.
A lot of fun.
And I'm going to play you a video that Richard Rawlings, who was on the show, posted yesterday in just a moment here. Where's Charlie? Is he dropping a deuce?
He's dropping. It's about that time.
He had a big sandwich last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got takeout from the bar that we were at.
Big Philly cheesesteak. Double cheese.
Yeah, the cheese whiz and provolone.
So it's probably good we didn't. We found out last night that the bus could not move. And there was this woman who was at the fan meetup last night. And she's like, you guys can come stay at my house. I have a 5-bedroom house. I have a pool. You guys can hang out. They probably, I think they have a hot tub. I don't know what's going on. It sounds like a swinger palace or something.
Yeah.
And we considered on the ride back that maybe we should just go do the show this morning from their house. Now, we wouldn't have the full technical capabilities that we have on board Rolling Glory 1, but who needs it when you have a pool, a hot tub, and a big busty blonde from Texas, right? You don't need all of the equipment. You can broadcast with a tin can and a string at that point, I think. But it's probably good that Charlie, that we didn't do that, because could you imagine the embarrassment Charlie would have had of destroying this poor woman's bathroom?
Or one of clogging his, it?
Yes. Stinking up the whole 5-bedroom house?
Yeah, right now it's not too bad. It's just some random fast food restaurant stuff. So.
Yeah, here is a video posted to Facebook yesterday. I'll play this for you. This is from Richard Rawlings, who is the guy who owns this Gas Monkey Garage. He's the star of Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel. And if you'll recall, we were at Gas Monkey Garage. We went there on Monday after the show to do some stuff, and then we were there on Tuesday during the show, and he came on the bus. We broadcast from there. And during the show, he took me in his Dodge Hellcat, and we did donuts in the parking lot. That was Tuesday at approximately, I don't know what, 9 a.m. Texas time, I guess. Well, the following day, he posted this. And keep in mind what happened. Tuesday, we're in the Hellcat. Tuesday night, something happened. Here's the video.
All right. Cool. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Richard from Gas Monkey, and I got some pretty crappy news. If you look here, there's an empty parking spot. Well, some not-so-savory guys stole the Hellcat last night. Now, the Hellcat was special for two reasons. One, it's serial number 2. It's the second Hellcat ever made. And two, it had a very, very important picture from St. John's childhood in the back that his mom forgot to bring in. So it's got some really big sentimental value laying in the back seat, and it's got it's serial number 2. Come on, guys. So whoever the dudes that stole it are, we got you on tape, and hopefully we'll find you. But what I'm asking everybody out there to do right now is help me find the car. We had a car stolen a couple of years back. We found it within like 30 minutes and went over and took it back ourselves. Hopefully we can get the car back today, because I got an empty parking spot, and it's going to be real hard to find serial number 2 Hellcat again. So check it out. It's black Hellcat, black interior. License plate is FCH 1400, and that's about it. You know, it's a black Hellcat. It's serial number 2. It's badass. It's got a few things in it that I'd really, really like to get back. But most of all, I'd like to see the suckers that did this put in jail for a very long time. And it's kind of crappy weather here, so if you're driving around, look in your apartment complexes, look in your neighborhood, see if it's parked. FCH-1400 is the license plate. It's a black Hellcat. And, you know, I'd just like to have it back. So everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, start looking for it. Please repost this. Tell your friends. Tell everybody you know. Let's see if we can get our car back, which is the right thing. And let's see if we can put these bad guys in jail.
Stole
on
the corner
of Northwest Highway
and
Preston Road at about 2:30 last night. So see what you can do. I appreciate all your help out there. Keep watching Fast and Loud. Keep hanging out with us monkeys. And let's see if we can find it. Thanks.
There you go. So we're in the Hellcat Tuesday during the day. Tuesday night, the Hellcat is stolen.
I can't believe it.
Now,
you know,
the interesting thing is, so Richard was in the driver's seat. I was in the passenger seat. Who was in the back seat of the Hellcat?
Snitzer filming the donuts.
That's right. Snitzer, our video guy.
Who's the last guy out?
He was the last guy out. Now, I'm pretty sure Richard said, last guy out, lock the doors.
I heard him.
Because I had the keys, yeah.
No, you just lock it. Last guy always hits the
lock. Hits the button, yeah. And Snitz got out, apparently didn't lock the Hellcat, and look what happened. Stolen.
Yep.
You have to pay for it.
Now, I have all sorts of questions about this. So you see that he's pointing to a spot in the garage. He's like, I have an empty spot right here.
Oh, yeah.
Did they steal it from inside the building?
That's what he's making it seem like. They came in, and isn't it all fenced in with barbed wire
at
the Gas Monkey garage?
However, I did pay attention to this when I was on the bus looking out the window, and employees would roll up to the gate there.
Yeah.
And then they would get out of their car, and they would just slide the gate open, drive in, and then slide it shut. There was no keypad. There was no lock. Now,
it's that easy?
I would assume at night that would be locked somehow.
It would have to be.
Chained? Something? But...
And how do you get into the building?
Right.
And wouldn't that be locked with the garage door comes
down? Was that Hellcat in the building, or was it out in the lot? He's making it seem, according to this video, that it was stolen from right there in the building.
Yeah. He's pointing right towards it, right there.
So.
Are we to blame? People are asking, did you steal it? What's the chances? You ride in the car, then it's gone that night. You guys are cursed.
Yeah. I don't know. Or is this some sort of reality show put on?
I don't think you'd do that when you're, because it's not even I don't think you'd do that because you're putting out the license plate and everything saying, go look for it. We need it.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be, that seems like almost filing a false police report.
But he didn't file a police report. That's not filing a false.
I know, but
maybe he did file
but
a police
like
report.
Putting
I don't
people
know. I would assume he would, but.
Panic? Is that against the law to lie and say something got stolen?
No.
Okay.
Why would that be against the law?
I don't know.
Now, if it ends up in the Misfit Garage parking lot, the spinoff show of Fast and Loud, then the people have been fired by Gas Monkey, then I'd go, wait a second, this is a little bit fishy. But apparently... someone came in there and stole it in the middle of the night. And it's also weird because they kept talking about, we have an overnight security person. What time are you coming? Because
I talked
of the
to
bus.
That security guard.
Yeah, yeah. And what did
the
he
day
say?
Before, I talked to him that morning.
Uh-huh.
Because I got off the bus, and as soon as I got off the bus, he got out of his car and walked over and started talking to me. And I said, I just was asking him, how long, what does he do? And he's like, I just sit here all night in my car. It's all night. And I said, well, what time do you get here? Like, I don't remember what time he said he got there, but he said he leaves at 7 a.m. So, but he's there at 2:30 in the morning for sure. He's sitting there. So I don't know how this would be possible.
Because
that guy's right there. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did see the guy.
He's parked right in front of where you were doing donuts. It's not a big parking lot, so there's not a lot of area to cover to look around.
So how would they get past
that guy?
The security guard.
He was asleep.
Yeah.
He fell through asleep. The gate.
I don't know how he opened the gate.
Which has the barbed wire on top. Into the building.
I don't think it was in the building.
No, because there's another car there. When we were there, at least.
Where?
That was where the Porsche was.
Oh, that was where the Porsche was. I think you're just saying the Hellcat that, should
yeah,
be
it should
here.
Be in this area, yeah.
And, you know.
So I don't know if it was there. No.
Well, this guy says, here's someone who says he has a live feed. I watched it the night you guys left, and only the black truck was outside.
Oh, so it's inside. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, can you rewind that feed? I would like to see the guys go in and steal it.
Yeah, post that video. Post the security camera footage of this.
Let's they have to drive it out. They have to definitely. There's only one way out of the garage.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get in, but the one way out is
unless
open
they bust through a wall like the Kool-Aid man or something.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I buy it. I'm not sure.
Here's someone that says, the video says it wasn't stolen from the building. It was somewhere else. I didn't get that out of the video. Did anyone else get that out of the video?
He said the corner of Northwest Highway and Preston Road. Is that where the garage was? That's what he said.
I don't know.
Northwest Highway is what it said?
Hmm. Because he definitely says in that video that he has the footage of watching them steal it.
Yeah, it says I got we that have too. You on video. Let me see here.
Because there was a post on the Gas Monkey website, too, said it was stolen by the corner of Northwest Highway and Preston Road. The car belongs to Sue Rawlings and had a priceless photo of her son and her in the back.
All right.
Are you Google mapping this?
I'm Google mapping it right now. Hold on. Give me a second.
Then how do you have the footage? If it's not Gas Monkey Garage.
Is there a camera in the car?
Maybe.
Well, that, if this is...
Is that what you're doing right here?
I have Northwest Highway and Preston in Dallas. Someone spilled something on the keyboard here.
Oh.
And so the space bar doesn't work anymore.
Who did it?
Who sits there?
Probably Charlie. Hey,
probably.
Yeah. You drank all that Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Big pop guy.
Coffee. It's
oh, coffee.
Coffee. Coffee would be sticky.
You don't put anything in your coffee?
No.
Nothing? You drink your coffee black?
Uh-huh.
No cream? No sugar?
Nope.
Why?
That's a lie? When have you ever seen me put...
Nah, he drinks straight up black, yeah.
Let me see here. So I'm looking...
So he probably took the car out, right? After we...
Yeah, this looks like... This is not where Gas Monkey Garage is.
I will say, the day that he was on the show, and the day you guys rode in it, he rode that Hellcat to work that day. He drove it to work.
Oh, yeah.
From his house, or wherever he got it from. When he showed up, he was in that. So that was the car I'd assume he would use to leave, too, later on that night. But he also has 100 cars there. He could have picked any other car, but...
All right, so yeah, it does look to me like this must have been stolen from some other place. So he must have been at, there's a Rolex store right here, apparently.
Ah,
so
shopping
I'm
there?
I'm guessing he might have been there buying some Rolexes.
He likes to shop. He
at 2:30 in the morning?
Hmm. Well, that is a good question.
Oh, boy.
So where did you get this information, Nads, that it was there?
GasMonkeyGarage.com.
Okay. They said they're the ones that said that, not like some Facebook poster?
No, it's all over. I Googled it, too. There's a bunch of news stories about it that all has the same information. So maybe there's a house or an apartment complex that has a video feed of the street or at the corner of the street wherever it was stolen from.
And they haven't found it, right, Nads? There's no update?
Nope.
Isn't that strange? Last time they found it in a half hour because it's such a unique cars there.
Oh, immediately to the chop shop. You take that to take that to the garage. You start ripping off the parts, selling them.
Not for that.
So
car.
They'll never find it. Is what you're telling me.
I want to hit the chop shop. Gone.
You know a lot about this. You were asking a lot of questions of the security guard.
Yeah, where are you?
Where is he? Tell me Richard's routine. Were you the night?
This is a classic gone in 60 seconds scenario. Somebody had a list, and they needed the number two Hellcat in the world, and they grabbed it immediately to the chop shop. Now it's in 100 different pieces in all four corners of the world. We'll never see that thing again.
So during your bathroom break, you're not actually going to bathroom break. You're just collecting your money from the chop shop guy in the parking lot.
Hey, you feeling okay? You were gone for quite a while.
Well, I had to take him. I got to Whataburger again. That's my dump spot right around here.
Oh, yeah.
And you go there.
They're today, open 24 hours.
Nice. The private bathroom. It's a large stall with an actual door with a handle. It's still, there's a little opening at the bottom, but I get in there and it's clogged up.
Oh, come on. Did you do that?
No. You were the last one spotted there.
No, but I didn't use that one.
Okay, but you're still there. You're at the scene.
This is a bad bathroom because when you walk in, it's the counter right there.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go past them to go to the bathroom. And then right when you come out, it's the counter again. So they time you how long you're in there. They know what you're doing.
Uh-huh. So I went in there and I had.
Do you even pretend like you're going to buy something?
I do. Well, when you walk out, you're right at the counter. The guy at the counter immediately says, "What can I get for you?" He knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
He knows you're trying to scam.
Yeah.
So I had to buy a coffee. That's 2 days in a row I've had to do it. I'm going to know this guy.
Uh-huh.
So today, so I get there, the toilet's clogged. I started just flushing it a lot, hoping it would go down. And after like the 8th, 10th flush, it sucked down. So then I went to the bathroom, and I created like a smell that I almost made me barf. Somebody walked in the bathroom and just started cussing and left. Just started yelling, just angry cussing, and then left. I'm fine now. That was bad though. It wasn't good.
Yeah. I was saying that it's a good thing we didn't go to that woman's house, Charlie, that wanted us to come over and broadcast from her house. You would have been tearing up her bathroom.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. It's better.
And a residential toilet.
I need industrial.
Yeah. You need a commercial grade toilet. All right, we are in Houston right now. We were supposed to be on South Padre Island, but a saboteur hit. We can't get one of our slide outs in, so we couldn't hit the road last night at about 8:30 when we were supposed to. So we're stuck in Houston. We have the service people coming to try to fix this morning so we can get back on the road, because we can't miss the biggest party of all time. We are so close, yet so far away from South Padre.
You can almost smell the suntan lotion.
If you listen carefully, you can almost hear the thumping of the club music on South Padre.
And the thumping of the banging. That's what I'm hearing.
You know, I'm sure they probably have a world-renowned DJ there right now.
Marshmello.
Probably playing Marshmello.
He's booked.
Calvin Harris, Tiesto. Hey, okay. They're all there playing simultaneously in different clubs there. I mean, that's how big it is.
Sweet.
And you can almost hear that all the way up here from Houston. I can't wait until we get there. It's going to be a huge party. At least that's what Dieter tells us from his experience on South Padre.
He's never steered us wrong before.
18 years ago.
Thackeray Deck was great.
Yes.
He promised that, and it was great.
Keep it up.
Delivered.
Let's see if he's right. He goes, "I went to spring break in Sarasota. Thackeray Deck, great bar. We went to Thackeray Deck. I loved it."
Delivered.
So we're counting on you to deliver once again with South Padre Island. We are in Houston, live on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Are traveling around the country broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
There you can see one of the slide outs on Rolling Glory 1. That's what will not go in. You see it sticking out. If you're watching RMG TV, you see it sticking out from the side of the bus. When we're parked, these slide outs go out. Gives us more room inside. And this is now stuck in the out position. Therefore, we can't move the bus. So we are still stuck in Houston on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. It's a shame because we had a whole show for you planned today, live from South Padre.
Sex Fest, I think, is what we're going to call today's
show.
Sex
Fest 2018.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the first just four-hour porno broadcasted.
Yes,
live.
Broadcast live over the radio on RMG TV.
Never been done before.
And we were going to have a competition amongst the four guys on the show, Charlie, Dieter, me, Snitz, who can impregnate the most women in that four-hour period of time. And then next year, we'd come back, make it an annual sort of pilgrimage to South Padre, where we would then check in on all of our offspring.
Yes.
Every year.
Like a Maury
see
Pope,
all
we're
the little
fly
theaters.
Maury out, and he was going to announce if we were the father of certain kids.
That's right.
Start seeing how high our numbers went.
Yes, but tallying
failed.
Up.
Yes.
And see who was in the lead. And then every year we'd come back and we'd meet all the little Dieters and all the little Charlies and all the little Snitzers and Rovers. But no, we couldn't make it down there. So we are stuck in Houston right now. There's worse places you could be stuck, I'm sure. But we're not going anywhere. We have a service guy coming today, and hopefully we'll be back on the road later this afternoon. Although the part that sucks is that now we're going to be driving during the day. We're just going to be stuck here. Like, what do you do? At night, you drive and you sleep, and it's great. You wake up in a new place. Being stuck on a bus for 6 hours, and you can't...
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Just looking at nothing. I mean, it's just a highway.
Bad. I saw this this news story. I'm going to play you this news story. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I played like 20 seconds of this. Dieter, you used to do steroids. I don't know if you still do steroids.
Well, allegedly, Rover. I'm not just saying that.
Okay. Well, you
everything I do is legal.
Allegedly, you were on steroids.
Well, you say that, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Everything I do, you could buy over the counter.
Maybe currently, but in the past... I don't know if that was necessarily true, Dieter.
Everything you've ever done, can you still purchase? Or is it now, is anything you've ever done turned illegal later?
Yeah, stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Of course they ban, like,
stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Dieter seems to have mellowed out over the years, and maybe that is because he's not on the steroids. He doesn't have roid rage
he's
like he used
cycle.
To. Mm-hmm. This guy, apparently, this is in the Detroit area, a bodybuilder, was renting a home, and I guess they have security cameras inside and outside the home, and the cameras caught him beating up his girlfriend in a roid rage. I'll play you the news story in just a minute, but Dieter, is there any truth to roid rage?
Oh, yeah. You see it all the time with people. It makes you insane. You just can't, the smallest thing will set you off, and it never stops. It's like all, it's not like you go through peaks and valleys. You're just always on edge. I mean, uh-huh. Constantly. But you have the best freaking workouts. You can go and take it out in the gym and do a, you know, double workout in the morning and at night. That will keep you, I think, even keeled.
So is it worth it to just have a larger physique, but you're losing your mind?
Don't piss the guy off. Don't piss off a guy that's, you know, on roids.
It sounds like victim blaming to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Peter,
did you ever see, was it the Ben Affleck movie where he's on roids?
Yeah.
And
like at the after school high school or after school special?
Yeah, he was keeping it together. And then he just started, I think he started getting back knee. And then he just, what did he do?
Well, his mom goes, hey, son, I made you a salad for dinner. And he's like, I don't want ranch on this. He flips the table. He starts punching the ground, the salad bowl.
What? This is a real, like, made for TV
it's
movie?
It's Ben Affleck's first movie. It's his best movie.
I think we watched it either in school. I don't think I would have watched this on my own time. But yeah, I watched this in school. On the dangers of steroid use.
Yeah.
He just loses it.
I'll say
is that
it
what
you.
Kept you away from,
yeah,
the,
I said,
from
I can't
the roids?
Do this. This is good.
Here's this news story. This is from Fox 2 News in Detroit.
Full illustration, Huel. A man locked up on a $5 million bond accused of assault with intent to murder his girlfriend. The attack caught on camera. Video that Fox 2 obtained exclusively through a Freedom of Information request. As a warning, what you're about to see is disturbing.
That's Paul Bashi alone in his rental home in Washington Township. Whether he knows it or not, cameras inside his house record his every move.
He is, in fact, looking through her phone. And then you will see Christina come through the door here, which is the front door of the residence.
What happens next to...
Now, by the way, the guy is just in his underwear. Like, he's even just by hanging out by himself in the house.
He's
like, he's flexing. He's like, I just love my body. I'm going to strut around in nothing but my underwear.
Tidy whiteies.
Tidy whiteies. And it looks like he's got like a spray tan, right?
Yeah, he's very he's very tan.
I want this now. I can't. This video won't start playing again.
Oh no!
Oh, it's the big plague button. All right.
Oh, that helps.
So I just have to click that.
Christina, the girlfriend of the assault suspect, is the reason investigators at the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office are watching this video.
He comes back multiple times with knives.
With multiple knives.
The attack, much too graphic at times to show.
I believe that he just threw a big tub of protein powder at her. Did you see that?
Play it back.
He got all over his shoulder.
He's got the knife in his hand there.
Hold on. Watching this video.
He comes back multiple times with multiple knives.
With multiple knives.
The attack, graphic at times to show.
He's got the knife in his hand there. He's striking her multiple times.
For 40 minutes, the video shows Bocce punching, kicking, throwing lit candles at her repeatedly, and worse.
Jesus. Stabbing her multiple times.
Leaving the room at times, washing the knives, before coming back to attack.
He's opening the drawer, grabbing another knife.
Little, if any, words are exchanged. Just rage.
She's just laying there. You can see she's not fighting back,
moving at all.
No.
She survives, but barely, in a coma for days. Bocce arrested after neighbors find Christina on the porch and call police, charging him with assault with intent to murder.
This video, as awful as it is, thank God we have it.
Evidence that is hard to argue. At least you would think. During his arraignment, an unlikely witness takes the stand for his defense. Christina.
Told the judge, wanted to dismiss the charges, wanted the defendant out of jail, and told the judge that it was her fault that this happened.
After being beaten and stabbed inches from death, she wants the case thrown out. Prosecutor Eric Smith says it happens in more than half of the domestic violence cases that end up on his desk.
Our office handles about 2,500 cases of domestic violence a year. And of those cases, nearly 60% of the victims either recant their story in the court or don't show up to the court at all.
He says whatever the reasons given, the law allows his office to move forward with charges.
The defendant puts pressure on the victim to dismiss the charges. Well, we are the only ones that can dismiss the charges, so we don't do it.
And he's willing to talk about this case because of how clearly it illustrates what can happen in these situations.
If you see someone going through this and you think someone's going through this, even if they say they're not, because they are afraid to come forward in any way, shape, or form, and it's a difficult thing to do, but you got to put yourself in there and help.
Now, it's worth mentioning, in addition to assault with intent to murder, law enforcement found a controlled substance in the house, steroids. The prosecution thinks the defense will try and argue roid rage in the case, but they say that's no defense for what was caught on camera. And we just showed you a part of it. 40 minutes this attack went on.
What's that?
She lived?
She survived. That's right. Obviously, she wants the charges dropped against the guy, Dieter, so she had to survive for that. She was in a coma for 4 days.
And he was stabbing her 100 times?
I'm surprised he didn't. I don't understand how she lived at all.
Yeah.
Lucky.
If you weren't watching RMGTV, it was she just basically gets inside the front door. He pulls her in the front door, closes the door, and then just beats her ass right there at the front door. Roid rage is going to be his defense. I don't think that's really a defense. I mean,
no, it's something
it's your problem you that you're like, on steroids.
I got in a car accident. My defense is I was drunk. Like, no, you did that.
Right. You chose to get drunk, and he chose to do steroids.
But he had a reaction to it. Don't people send them? They do bath salts, and they can't control, and they eat somebody's face, and they blame it on that.
Don't do bath salts.
Exactly.
But they say they went
insane.
Don't
take those bath salts.
I've heard it, though, in court.
Now, what's interesting is, and I don't know what the rest, there's 2 minutes left in this video where they're back in the studio, I guess. I don't know what the rest of this video is on Fox 2 Detroit, but did this guy not know he was being taped?
No, there's no way.
That's what it made it seem like. Like, at the beginning, they're like, whether he knew it or not. This was a rental home. they couldn't possibly be taping the inside of the home without the without your knowledge, right?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They kind of made it seem like that, though. Like, he didn't know that he was being taped. Did you catch that at the beginning of the tape? Now, maybe they mentioned that. Let me just play a little bit more. Maybe they bring this up. I don't know. Let's see.
She is so lucky she survived.
Yeah, she's alive.
Now, is she still in love with this guy? Are they still together?
We tried to track her down to get her side. They've since moved out of that house, and there's new tenants there. But one would, you know, argue from her testimony in open court that she wants this this case dismissed. She wants to go back in with him. It makes you wonder the control that is over these people that are in these domestic violence situations. You heard him say 60% of the cases, the victim recants the testimony. And they don't have video evidence in all those cases. So that's why he's calling this a blessing, because it's here. It's in plain black and white. You could see everything.
And so far, we haven't heard from the suspect.
No, he's locked up on a $5 million bond, and they tried to get that bond reduced. It was denied.
All right. Well, we know you'll continue to follow this case. All right. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thank you. And you mentioned it. It's absolutely shocking, because it happens so often that you find people, despite their injuries, the victim in this case told investigators that it was her fault, and that she did not want her boyfriend to be charged. And apparently, this is not uncommon.
Less than 40%, as you heard, of the 10 million women attacked every single year even report the abuse. And one local expert says in order to fix this, we need to start asking the right questions.
All right, so I guess that's the end of the story. But I don't know if he knew that he was being taped in there or not.
Yeah, I think he knows. He just doesn't care.
Or
he's in the rage.
You don't realize they're on. You move into a house, and maybe the agreement says we're going to film all the time for damages, and you just don't read through it, and you just move in.
Who'd move into that?
No, never.
No, but you don't actually see it. You just see a nice house, and you move in. You don't see the agreement, you know, page 6 that says we're filming 24/7.
I don't think they can tape you without your consent, Theodore. I think they have to make that very clear.
You do sign it. You sign the packet, but it's 20 pages long, and page 6 says, hey, we're going to film all the time to protect the damages. You just go through and sign it, trying to move in the house. He wants to go work out. And he loses it. But was he looking through her phone and she was cheating?
Yeah, that's obviously that's what was going on.
She could just be texting some guy from work. I mean, it could be anything.
No, something set that guy off.
Yeah, something was going on. She probably was texting the other guy, but still, okay, whatever. I mean,
sexting.
I can understand why she's sexting someone else, because this guy's a dick. This guy's a loser, and I don't know. Probably after all those steroids, has a real tiny pecker because. Of all the steroids, but he gets off on beating up a woman, his girlfriend. It's terrible.
For 40 minutes too. Like,
oh my,
you never,
right,
like,
right.
I'm not saying that you could ever. I would do it for a minute, but you don't, like, maybe you're in a rage for a minute, and you'd realize what you're doing and you'd stop. But like for 40 minutes,
right? You would think like you would come to your senses. You'd
like,
get out of
I
the
doing?
Roid rage in
yes.
40 minutes.
He washed off the knife.
Yeah.
And then he went and got another knife and stabbed her again.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rover, CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
No, it's as far as the cameras in the home, circle back to Dieter's point. Rental agreements are always really long. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's just as complicated as an iTunes agreement. And everybody as a whole has gotten to the point where you put a lot of trust in the person that gives you that agreement. So you just go ahead and you don't actually comb through all the details. You just sign your name. You want to move in. You want to do your iTunes update. You want to just get past it. And so somewhere in there, there has to be some kind of clause that lists the fact that the premises are monitored at all times. I would almost guarantee it. But if there is not a clause in that respect, then obviously the guy would be remiss in not saying, I did not know I was being recorded, even though he is a piece of garbage, obviously, for what he did. As far
Look, the videotape still proves what he did. If he didn't know he was being taped, he can maybe sue the landlord or something, but that would be separate and apart from from these charges of him beating up his girlfriend. I find it hard to believe you could even slip that into a lease. There's no laws against that. I mean, you can't. I can't go to a hotel, and they have video cameras in my hotel room.
Yeah, like when they sign, like, here, put down your car license plate number, sign your name, and at the middle of it somewhere it says, we're recording you. Yeah, that would be illegal.
Yeah, I would assume there's laws against that.
Wouldn't it be inadmissible in court if it was illegally obtained?
No, because you can use evidence in court. It wasn't illegally obtained by, you know, the police didn't set up a camera in there, unbeknownst to the guy. It was someone else. The police obtained that evidence, but they weren't the cause of it being illegally obtained. So they can certainly use that in court. But what a piece of garbage that guy is. You ever see, Dieter, people go into roid rages
like that? Of course. All the time. I mean,
what happens if one of your dudes starts raging? Do you, like, just steer clear of it, or do you engage?
No,
take a steroid right then and power up and take him on.
Is this a video game?
I don't know.
Power up. No, you just let him. You clear out and just let the guy go. You try to, like, bear hug him. You're not going to be able to, man.
And what happens?
They're just freaking out. I hate to compare it to this, but they say when somebody has a seizure, you're supposed to just give them room, clear out, just let them go through it. And then they'll finish.
And what do they do? They're just like tipping over weight benches? Throwing 25-pound plates?
I remember recently my buddy was benching, and he failed at like 400 pounds. He couldn't get it up. And he got up, and there was a spray bottle to spray down the machine. And he just tossed it like a football across the gym, and it just exploded on the wall. And, you know, soap went everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was the coolest thing, you know, to see that and the respect he got. From
he got respect
the water
from
bottle.
That? Why wouldn't people go, you're a douche?
Wouldn't he get more respect?
You couldn't lift it, you weakling.
Yeah.
Why are you not trying to prove your manliness by throwing a water bottle against the wall?
Well, it evened out. He failed at the bench, but then you throw the water bottle, you know, looked like Warren Moon. Mm-hmm. He tossed it, and it was a good throw. Good spire on the water bottle, but hit the thing and just sprayed all the nerds in the corner.
Okay.
So kind of recovered, kind of saved face.
What would have happened if you would have sat down at that bench right after that and done his rep for him? Like, you did that for him.
Oh, yeah.
One arm.
Would he have been mad at you?
Yeah,
he would. That caused a battle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you're embarrassing the guy.
Yeah, you don't do it.
You have to pack up and leave.
Okay.
Did you find that Ben video?
I can't find the salad part, but yeah, there's...
You got to see this after school special. I swear his mom made him a salad.
I can't. Well, I found the whole half hour thing, but like, here's like a trailer of it.
I can't see that.
Oh, you can't
see it? Damn it.
It's called
You got to turn on. He doesn't have his NDI turned on for his whole screen. Is that what you're trying to play it out of?
Did I just click this NDI thing?
The one that says scan converter.
Ooh, I don't. I just hit one. I don't know what I just hit.
Which one did it?
It just says NDI in the bottom.
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yep.
All right. So I don't know if this is that great, but it's 15 seconds. It almost seems like a trailer for it. All right. Here it is. You have my audio?
Yeah. I don't know.
Bryce, I got to get bigger, man.
Yeah, this might help.
Steroids.
What is going on with you?
Damn it.
Roid the power. Taking more roids.
That was the salad part. Right there. He trashed his whole bedroom because he got the wrong salad. You got to watch that. If we can get that on the bus, it's only a half hour.
Should I put it on the Plex server so
we can watch it? I have the whole thing right here. I'd love to be able to watch it.
Just put it on a loop. All right, I've got to take a break. We are live on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are still stuck in Houston. We did not make it to South Padre Island. The bus was unable to go last night because one of the slide outs has stuck out, maybe because of
it
the accident.
It was so excited for South Padre. Like, it popped it out, and we can't get it back down.
Well,
the bus had a boner?
Yes, the bus has a big one, and we're just, hey, just wait a couple hours. We'll be there soon, bus, but it's too late. We can't get it down. We have to have mechanics come up here and crank it down. So we should be in South Padre soon.
But
hopefully. We don't know.
So... we will try to get down there. We were just in Dallas a couple days ago. If you want to try, and we were at Gas Monkey Garage, if you want to try Gas Monkey Energy Drink at TA or Petro Stopping Centers, text the word Rover, R-O-V-E-R, to the number 52439. You'll get a $1 off coupon for Gas Monkey Energy Drink, which is good at any TA or Petro Stopping Center. We will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Crew on a trek to seek out new adventures.
To boldly go where no radio show has gone before.
Invading your city next.
Just watch out for Klingons on Jeffrey's ass.
Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers.
We are live in Houston, Texas, on board Rolling Glory 1. We were supposed to be in South Padre Island this morning, but a little malfunction, a technical, mechanical malfunction has kept us here in Houston. And we are missing the raging party that is no doubt going on 24 hours a day. That's, you know, some places close down. They have a last call.
Not South Padre.
I mean, that
the
is...
The sun never sets South Padre.
It's Mardi Gras down there this week.
And, well, we're missing it all. Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I understand you're having a problem with the side of your trailer not going under. And I think it's... Schnitzer took the car, hit it in your storage bin. That's why it's got a big motor and it won't go down.
All right. I believe his phone was cutting out. I believe he says that Schnitz stole the Hellcat, put it in the lower bay of the bus. Right. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why the slide out won't go back in.
That makes sense.
Is that what he said?
I think that's what he says.
You got me.
Juan says that iHeartRadio is playing commercials now based on what we talk about. I just noticed yesterday that I'm now getting South Padre Island commercials 2 days in a row. He says he'll take a screenshot of the ad the next time it plays. Wouldn't that be something interesting?
That would be. Yes.
The theater's driving me crazy. He keeps messing with this string. He's going to break. I know he's going to break this string.
Is that why the slide won't come in? Because
he keeps pulling this string.
It's wrong, Rover. It's right here.
He keeps
right here
messing with
this string. Geez, yeah,
the string on the blinds. Playing with
the blind down.
Well, the blind's already crooked. I don't know what you're doing with it.
Now it's ruined.
No, but if it's down, I can't grab it.
You can't help yourself.
It's a good workout. Well, look at this forearm workout. One, two, one, two. It's just something to pull on to keep my wrist strong.
Uh-huh. Oh, why? You have a limp wrist? Yeah. You have to work it out a little bit more? There's a... I wish Doogie was here this morning simply for... the fact that there is a story that's sort of weird. There's a guy who runs a YouTube channel, and it's called the Seven Awesome Kids Network. They have seven awesome kids. They have seven super girls, seven twinkling tweens, seven perfect angels. Whatever the hell these YouTube channels are that this guy has.
He has a bunch of different channels.
Are they his kids?
No. They're not his kids. He's paying girls, underage girls, to appear as actors in his YouTube videos. Now, I haven't seen any of these. I'm going to pull one up here and let me see if I can see what this is all about. But I'm going to tell you something about this guy in just a second. This is one called Madeline's Dream Life in Paradise with what looks to be, I don't know, how old do you say this girl is? 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there?
Being on Seven Awesome Kids is my dream life. So today, this video is going to be kind of vlog style because I'm
I'm going to be vlogging about my dream life in paradise. So let's get started. Okay, so we just got on a plane and we're getting ready to take off and go to paradise. I'm really excited and I'll see you guys once we land the plane.
So she's on a plane, she's flying to...
Okay, so now we're on our next flight and we are almost to paradise.
I don't know where the hell they're flying, but some tropical place.
This isn't his kid.
This is not his kid. That's correct. He's paying these people. I don't know if he's paying them to go on vacation as well.
Okay, so that was kind of a long flight. It was about 2 hours, and now we are finally in paradise. I'm so excited. We're about to go explore, but here's the view outside. It's just an airport, but there's kind of palm trees.
Let's fast forward here. Let's see.
But they don't look like normal lobsters.
They gotta get better audio on this YouTube channel.
Well,
I'll tell
you
that.
Not a professional.
So anyhow, I guess they're just going around. They're filming stuff. Kids will watch whatever on YouTube. This is what kids watch now. Like Doogie's kid, Gia, she doesn't watch any TV. I mean, maybe a little bit of TV. They just watch YouTube. Like when she was over at my house the other day when we were doing our project, I put YouTube on the Apple TV and she just watched YouTube videos on TV.
That could be dangerous, though.
Yeah, go outside and play.
No, I'm just saying it could go off into a tangent that you don't want it to.
Don't you keep it on like a parental lock or whatever?
But it might slip. I don't know who makes these playlists.
Yeah, remember there's. I don't have any locks on my YouTube stuff at home, obviously. So who knows what they could be exposed to?
Here's another one of that guy's videos. This is seven perfect angels.
Hey guys, sorry we can't stay and chat. We have to go babysit bratty Brittany right now. She is a very interesting kid. I wonder what will happen this time when we babysit her. I don't know, but we don't want to be late. Let's go.
What's going on?
So they do like little skits too, like this.
Terrible skit.
I guess those stupid babysitters, Avery and Anna, are here. Should probably go let them in, even though I don't even need a babysitter.
All right.
And then I guess I'll finish getting ready.
So
is that a real voice?
What's going on here?
I think they raised that voice, I believe. I think. Anyhow, so the creator of Seven Awesome Kids and Seven Perfect Angels and all of those, his name is Ian Rylett. He was just arrested last month for lewd and lascivious molestation involving one of the young girls who make videos his channel.
That's not a surprise. I mean, just look at these videos. They're terrible skits. It's just it's a scheme. So
it's an
be
excuse
around them.
To have girls, to be around girls, to be in charge of girls,
and to post these videos. I think for other guys that are
to crank
like this
it.
Stuff. Yeah,
they had short dresses on there.
Yes,
that was a little much.
Detectives were called to his hotel room on the morning of August 16th after he allegedly verbally abused the girl, demanding that she undress in front of him against her will and practice wrapping her breasts down to make them appear smaller for the video shoot. Because he likes kids, apparently. According to the report, the girl, who is under 16, claims Rylett touched her breasts and fondled her while repeatedly making her undress, eventually attempting to forcefully remove her underwear.
Mm.
The arrest warrant report also alleges that Rylett threatened to use his contract with her to fine her if she did not comply with his demands. He pleaded not guilty to the charges last month and will stand trial later this year.
Where are the parents?
Well, I don't know where the parents were, but YouTube, oddly, has left all of these videos up. They say that they... they haven't done anything. YouTube hasn't done anything.
Take him down.
I agree, right?
The second he's charged with this, he's touching a kid. You take all the videos down. The guy's a perv.
And one of these videos has that girl in it, probably, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
You got to take it down.
I would assume.
Is this the same guy that Doogie's kid would watch and we played that video of him wrestling with young girls?
I don't think this guy appears in his videos. It's just strictly the girls.
Right.
So how do we know if it's him or not?
No, well, his name isn't Ian Rylett. That guy is Gamer Chad.
Yeah, Gamer Chad.
That guy was wrestling with girls on a bed.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not doing anything
wrong. A little bit strange.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, any adult man who's making videos specifically for those kids, and Gio's watching those gamer chat videos at my house a couple of weeks ago. And
still,
she loves them. And I was watching, and it's just something struck me as weird, man. Like, the guy is doing like toy unboxing videos, yeah. And he's talking about like just in like this weird voice. He's like, oh, yeah, I wanted this thing. And oh, look at what I got here.
And he's always hanging out with the same 12-year-old girl. Or whatever, and then they went to that hotel and they were spending a weekend in a hotel together just posting videos.
Sitting on the bed. There was sitting on the same bed.
Yeah.
The half, sitting on top of the bottom, like his bottom half was something, and she was sitting on top of him or something.
No, was she laying on the ground? She was giving him a massage on his back?
Snitz is right. He was laying down and his legs were out, and then she was sitting almost riding on top of him, and it looked like it was her legs. Like they, I think that was it, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It was really weird.
One of the girls who appeared on this guy's channel says that the average monthly paycheck for appearing on a top channel was $20,000.
Well.
Two other former actors say that he was cryptic about finances. When we inquired about revenue split, he didn't return our emails. We just got a check that varied each month. So he must have been making a fortune. Well, these kids' videos rack up millions and millions and millions of views.
Through all his channels, he had 17 million subscribers. He had to be killing it.
The parents it alleges in this article that the parents were kind of, you know, they like getting this paycheck from the guy, obviously. And so, therefore, he would tell the parents, like, yell at your kids, do this, do that, that he had sway over these parents. But here's the question. Once these allegations come out, should YouTube do anything?
Yeah.
Should YouTube remove all of these channels? 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. He hasn't been convicted of anything. But he's been charged.
These could all be victims.
Yep.
All of them. Not just one. One's
sure.
coming out.
Sure.
These could all be some sort of... Who knows what he's doing to any of them?
Well, the BuzzFeed talked to some of the other ones, and they say that some of the other actors, the child actors, say he exhibited bizarre behavior, but none of them say that he abused or assaulted them. They say that he had awkward behavior that made them uncomfortable.
Like what?
Two of the seven awesome kids' girls told BuzzFeed News that Ian Riley frequently pressured them to wear smaller swimsuits on camera.
Mm.
One said that he would that he required her to send sizing photos for each new bathing suit that she planned to wear in her videos. He said to the girl that it was for sponsor approval.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of doubt that. What sponsors are like, you know, that swimsuit has to get a little skimpier on that 12-year-old girl. He would request numerous front, back, and side photos. He would make girls uncomfortable with jokes about wardrobe malfunctions. He would accompany the girls on group trips to shoot videos. And that pressure. The girls say that there was constant pressure to make them look younger than they really were.
Well, yeah, they just gave that one girl a high-pitched voice because she was probably aging out of his weird cult.
His demo.
Yeah, so then he's like, okay, we'll just give her a high-pitched voice and then give her pigtails and make her pretend she's a brat. I mean, this guy's a creep.
So you think that there's no doubt that this guy is some sort of...
He's a...
pedophile.
Yes. Nobody would be in this business. Nobody would just choose that business.
What if it's guaranteed all that
I'd
money?
I'd choose that business. If I'm making $500,000 a month, I'm making kids' videos with 12-year-old girls
like
the rest
this?
Of my life.
I wouldn't.
If you could get away with it.
Charlie, if you were making $500,000, you wouldn't be making those videos?
Not half a million a month?
You
didn't have to tell me the actual story. Just watching these videos made me
uncomfortable. You could tell what was...
Something was off about the entire thing. These terrible written skits, terribly filmed, the music's too loud. Like, if this guy's really a video guy, he'd like his craft a little bit more. He doesn't. He's there to just film these chicks and then spread it to other weirdos that watch it. I don't know if it is kids watching it. This could be other pedophiles, but they're not actually nude. It's just as close as you can get.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you're on. Hold on a second. There he is. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Yeah, you cannot take this stuff off of YouTube just based on an allegation. I mean, look at, the comparison of Bill Cosby, right? I mean, that dude's been under allegation and then finally found guilty. And all the way up to that time, they're still playing his shows, reruns of his shows on all these channels. Yeah,
they took it off.
They took it off for a while.
But didn't they bring it back and then it went off again?
Yep, they did.
But I also don't think that any of the people who were on the show were alleged victims of Bill Cosby. That would probably make it worse. And I think some of these girls are alleged victims, or at least one is an alleged victim of this guy. Now, they leave those videos up there?
Well, I mean, at what point under any allegation do you just stop a show? So if somebody comes and accuses that, Rover said verbally assaulted me, do they need to take your show down now because there's an allegation out there?
Verbally is a lot different than removing a 12-year-old bra or whatever.
I think they probably canceled my show if there was an allegation like that. Now, especially if there's actual charges. Now, he hasn't been found guilty. I will give him that. I give him the benefit of the doubt, I suppose, until he's found guilty. But to be charged, there's got to be some sort of, you would think, some sort of substance to the allegation. Jim, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rover. I think it's funny how all these YouTube channels can ban all the gun videos and take down all the gun videos after school violence, but they can't take down the videos after something like this. Sounds kind of liberal to me.
Those libtards. Yeah. Those YouTube are just run by a bunch of libtards, right?
What gun videos? They take down gun videos?
They banned videos that, what was it?
I've pulled up plenty of gun videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of gun videos, but they added something to their terms of service maybe about 6 months ago. It was, I forget what it was. Maybe.
Was it over the bump stock?
How to install a bump stock?
Videos that promote or link to websites selling firearms and accessories, including bump stocks.
Okay.
But that's a pretty wide range of videos. So you can't mention or link to
their company,
a site that sells firearms.
Nope, it's their company.
Sounds like the libtards, though, Charlie, are
make your own YouTube, make your own right wing YouTube, and do that.
Conservatube.
Yeah,
I'm doing
that's
it.
What it is.
Yeah,
you guys can just watch
Patriot Tube
gun videos and eagle videos and flag waving videos and have a good time. That's it. You can put up whatever you want.
They've left these all up, these videos, for the time being on YouTube, and maybe they'll do that until the guy, I assume if he's found guilty, they take them all down, right? You have
even
to,
for the victim's sake, you know? I mean, her videos are up there, obviously.
Snitch, would you? You have daughters.
Yes.
If they were 13, 14, I'm not saying you send them to get molested. Obviously, no one's going to do that. But if they said to you, I want to be on this, every kid wants to be on YouTube now. If they said to you, I want to be on this YouTube channel, and this guy, and you saw the kind of videos, you saw the dumb skit that they were doing right there, and you got a paycheck for $20,000 a month from that, would you allow your daughter to participate in a channel like that?
If I was there on set and seeing, supervising and stuff, sure. I mean,
what if they ban you from the set?
Oh, then no. Obviously
you
not.
You go the first time and then after that.
No, because obviously they're trying to hide something. If they ban Snitzer, there's something they're
trying to
hide.
They might say she doesn't perform as well in front of her father. She's
No, that's
she's held back by him.
Nah, too bad.
Sitzer, the videos might be innocent, but you would take $20,000 knowing that grown men are going to be cranking it to your young daughter. Well,
that wasn't the...
Well, these videos, that's what it's for. That's what it is.
Well,
Rover, his most popular...
Oh, that's why it exists.
Rover, his most popular channel was 7 Gymnastic Girls, and they posted a tribute video to it because they took that channel down after he got arrested for violating the terms of service, and this is just straight cranking material for pedophiles.
Well, that's why I'm on set. I'm saying if they're doing something like that, then it's like, nah, we're out.
But you wouldn't know that they're doing something like that if you're on set. I mean, they're
just,
they're producing these videos.
If he's saying stuff like, oh, you need a smaller swimsuit and all that other stuff, it's like, no, we're out. My radar is pretty good on you know, these creeps here. It's pretty easy to spot them.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a creep.
But I have a feeling that a lot of parents, their radar is jammed when they're getting a $20,000 check every month.
Yeah, money does that, I guess, yeah.
You probably overlook some things that you might not overlook if it was just some creepy dude in the mall doing it to your kid.
Well, Dushy keeps trying to meet that one YouTube guy, right?
Gamer Chad, yeah. Oh, yeah, her radar isn't up at all.
No, she has.
I don't even have kids, and my radar is up over again.
I'm not saying the guy is or anything, but you just what you. It's a little odd to be that old. And
it's
just
extremely odd.
Yeah,
that he's. I think that he's so into these toys and these unboxings and appealing to young children. It's just, you know. But on the other hand, you look at it and you say, well, maybe the guy's just out trying to make a living. He's found a way to make a lot of money on YouTube. Maybe he's just doing it for the cash. I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing either. If you told me, Rover, we'll pay you $100,000 a month to unbox toys, I'd probably be going to the toy store all the time, and I'd be making dumb unboxing videos and acting like a freaking child myself. Oh, my God. Oh, look. Oh, I got the pink one. Oh, I've been waiting for 2 years for this. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd be good at that, Rover.
In a second.
That was believable.
Yeah, I want to see that. Subscription.
But these guys have to start off with no subscribers. So they're doing it just for the love of it for a long time till they build up their follower base. And those are weirdos. So they're not like the cash may have came later, but they start with nothing.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But how did it start? Did it just start with one and people liked it and you go, or you're making other kinds of videos and you realize, oh, people liked my unboxing video.
Okay.
So then you go, well, let me make another one. And then over time you realize this is what people want to watch and that's what you shift into and you switch gears and you do it.
I don't know. It's just a creepy way to do it. I don't know. Like Mr. Rogers, you'd never think anything bad about Mr. Rogers.
Oh, people would say creepy stuff about Mr. Rogers all the time. You're wrong. No. Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Everyone.
I've never heard anything bad.
No one's ever heard anything creepy
about jokes.
Maybe like
as a joke, but like,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, as jokes, yes. But, I mean, there's no allegations against Gamer Chad, but you certainly...
His videos are different. Mr. Rogers wouldn't be laying around with a 12-year-old in a hotel room. Mr. Rogers seemed just like a great guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the difference is. I think it's probably the laying around in the hotel room.
There's
a good way to do it.
That's what makes
there's
you.
A bad way to do it.
Your cardigan or whatever.
Yes, the second you're in the hotel room, you've made a misstep. You need to leave.
Uh-huh. We are live in Houston on board Rolling Glory 1. We're kind of stuck here right now because one of the slide outs on the bus is stuck in the out position. And it won't go back in. And since it's out... The bus will not move.
It's too wide. Well, also, it will not move, and I don't think we'd fit on the street,
no,
right?
No, it's too wide for the road. Yeah, you're sticking out another few feet. Won't even go into drive when the slide out is out.
Uh-uh. Okay. Has this ever happened before?
No.
Okay.
So, there's a way to manually get them to do it, to go in. That didn't work either. So we're waiting for the service guy to show up. Maybe we'll get on the road to South Padre Island. Maybe. Think of all the partying we've missed
already.
Just in the few hours, we haven't been there. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we make it down there. We are in Houston right now on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We will be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Broadcasting from city to city, from a bus. Hopefully they've got pants on. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Still on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Little mishap, can't get on the road. We were supposed to be in South Padre, but we're going to try and make it there today if we can get the service guy out here and fix everything. Get the slide out back in. Laura, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Rover. I just had a quick thought. Maybe your slide out isn't coming out because of the accident that you had the other day with the bus.
It's entirely possible. In fact, I would say it maybe is even likely that that's what I mean. It's just pretty coincidental in my mind that we can't get the slide out back in. And it was a day and a half after this accident. First time we put the slide. So we got here to Houston. So this accident occurred in Dallas. We then immediately, the slide out, of course, was in because the bus was on the road. We then get to Houston that night. We put the slide out. Now the slide out won't go back in. And that's never happened before. But it does seem sort of fishy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. The timing. Yeah. You can't deny it.
Yeah. And so.
Same side.
It is the same side. I think it might have jarred something loose. It's like the motor. I can hear the motor turning to try and get the thing back in. But. Something has been jarred loose. It's not catching. It's not coming in.
And the rear slide works, not the front one.
Oh, is that true?
Is that right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of where she hit, the front area. So.
Right.
I bet it was more the slamming and the brakes jarred something. Do you think it was the hit? Did anything happen with the hit, really? I mean, could the car really hurt? The car didn't really hurt the bus, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how bad the impact
the front,
was.
Right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
I think it was the slamming on the brakes to the immediate stop. That's what screwed everything up inside.
Could be, but that would still be a result of the accident.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to floor it and just run the girl right over?
Yes. Like a tank?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Monster truck.
But it does go to show. I mean, I wish we had pictures of her vehicle. It goes to show you the kind of damage that you. You don't want to get hit by a bus.
Yeah, I didn't get to see
the
it.
The bus is not really damaged.
The bus is pretty much fine.
Yeah.
I mean, everything flipped over on the inside, and there's just like a little scrape in the front left corner.
Right.
That's it.
Right. But her car was completely smashed in from front quarter panel to rear quarter panel. I mean, it's just bad news for her. Fecal Fantasy says there should be a manual crank to get the slide back in. There is. Not working. The driver was trying that last night, was on the phone with the bus manufacturer, and that manual thing is not engaging either. So something is, so it's not the motor, obviously, because I can hear the motor working. And you can't get it back in manually. It's got to be something with the way that the slide out is actually physically engaged to that crank. Like, so you can manually turn the crank. It's not going to do anything either.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the motor is turning. The motor is probably turning whatever is in there. It's just not latched onto this slide out. So in the meantime, we're stuck here in Houston. We may actually just have to relocate the show to Houston.
This is it.
We had a lot of fans come out yesterday.
It was fun.
For the Houston meetup. I had a good time.
It was fun once it got started. We had a rough go in the beginning.
Why is that?
I don't know why, but we're all three of us must be the biggest idiots, me, Snitzer, and Dieter. We're walking down a sidewalk. It's a sidewalk closed. But other than that, it's a big mud pit.
Yeah.
So it's mud pit or the thing that says sidewalk closed. And it looks fine to me. We'll just walk on the sidewalk. So we walk around the sign, It says sidewalk closed, and then we have to jump off of the sidewalk. Is kind of like it's raised up, so we have to jump off into another part.
Okay.
And I can see there's a footprint in the cement. There's a footprint in the cement. What's that doing there? Who knows? I don't think much of it. Somebody obviously stepped in this cement when it was wet cement.
Right.
So, but it's kind of raining. Like, it should be fine. I jumped down, and it's just all wet cement. We all three of us jumped in the wet cement yesterday, and it immediately started drying. As soon as we got off, so we're out front of the bar where everybody's supposed to be meeting us, and people, we're outside for 5 minutes stomping our feet trying to clean off our shoes because once it dries, then we're screwed. We just have cement shoes.
Yes. Yeah,
so then they finally come out, and they meet us, and it's just all of us just stomping around looking like total morons.
Their first impression.
And I think I was able to get most of it off. Yeah. But it was totally, compared to what it was, completely just covered.
In cement.
And drying fast.
Yeah.
And it was stuck to the shoe. It wouldn't come off. So I'm splashing around in puddles trying to get it out. How do you just have open wet cement?
No, it was closed.
Well,
it was closed.
We sidewalk closed. It wasn't open wet cement.
But where are the workers? Closed. Who pours wet cement and just leaves? It's in the rain.
There was like a little thing around it.
But still.
Yeah, what do they need a guard there?
I need somebody there telling me. I need a sign there or somebody telling me like, no, seriously. There's such thing as a wet cement sign. I didn't see that. It just said sidewalk closed.
Well.
Who's pouring wet cement at 7 p.m.?
They probably poured it at noon.
And then it takes that long?
Oh, yeah. It takes 24 hours, doesn't it?
They should have an armed guard waiting to make sure people don't jump in it.
They thought the sign would be...
No, the sign was not enough.
Enough of a warning. Sidewalk closed. That means you. Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Yo, Rover. How's it going?
Yo, what's happening?
So I heard you guys talking about the bus accident. I just wanted to let you know, when I watched that video... It looks like your driver was changing lanes in that intersection, which would actually put him at fault.
Ooh.
He had to swerve out of that left lane because she didn't cross a line.
What do you mean she didn't cross a line? She was going. She was making a left-hand turn onto a one-way street. Let me just find the video here, and I'm going to play this for you. And you're telling me that she didn't leave her lane?
I can't tell, but it looks like the bus driver definitely was starting to go left after she made that left-hand turn. She may still be held at fault, but I thought it was interesting that the bus driver changed lanes in an intersection, which you're not supposed to do.
I don't think he did.
I think it's the angle of the of where this camera is.
Let's watch this one more time.
Yeah, we can watch this. Hold on a second. Let's watch this.
What happens if it is his fault?
Then he's fired.
Oh no, he's a good driver. Yeah. I like this guy.
So here is, I believe. Let me fast forward here.
More.
Where are we? Even more.
A little more here. Okay,
even
so
more.
Even more. The railroad tracks. All right, he's driving.
I think we're coming up. If you're watching RMG TV, so
he's driving now. Okay, he's going around a little turn here. Which lane is he in? The far left? No, he's in the middle lane.
Right, he's in the middle lane. But
it looks kind of like he's in the left,
but I want you to look here, though. What you're seeing is you have to look at the angle that the camera is on and the height of the bus. So you actually don't – I mean, look up here if you're looking – you can't see my mouse. But look at where her car is in that left
she's
lane.
In the left
It looks like the bus is already all the way over in the left lane. If you look at the front of the bus. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. All right. So.
That's what he's saying. I think that's what he's looking at because you're looking at the front of the bus thinking, oh, he's changed lanes. He's in the left lane now.
He's in the middle.
See, if you see that, right?
Yeah.
Like it's impossible for him to be in the left lane because there's a car in the left lane right there.
Okay, but
that makes
you can't
sense?
See the front of the bus because it cuts off.
But we know that he's not in the left lane
because
there's a car in the
I'm
left
aware.
Lane. I'm just telling
just
you.
Just wondering.
Just telling
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right, so there he continues to go.
And right now he's in the middle. He's not behind her because to me it looks like he's behind her.
No. He's in the middle lane. She's in the left lane.
Okay.
Two separate lanes, right, Rover?
Just from the angle.
That would be what I guess, what I'm guessing here, I think.
Right, so she goes to take a left turn on the wrong way on a one way,
oh,
or realizes it.
Or maybe he is behind her. I don't know. That's a good question. Anyhow, but So she goes to turn left. I like how the guy's like, whoa. No, she never left her lane.
Wait a second.
Never left her lane. She's in oncoming traffic. She's in the other. What are you talking about?
Do these
never
lanes merge into one here?
Keep going. It looks like he. Is he still in the middle lane
here? He's still in the middle lane.
It looks like he's over to the left a little more.
Still in the middle lane?
But he's still in the middle lane. It's just the angle.
It's optical illusion.
Right there, he's right next to the curb.
Well, now this is after the accident. Now he's
moving over.
Okay. Now he's blocking traffic. He's taking all the lanes up. He's just been struck by a rogue vehicle.
I don't know.
So, I can pull other camera angles, too.
I think we should.
I have other camera.
Yeah.
They're pulled.
Yeah, there's the...
Maybe he is behind her for all we know. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, even if he is behind her right here, she still turned to the left
and
then turned all the way back to the right.
Yeah,
there's no question.
There's no one in their right mind is going to see this and go, oh, yeah, it's the bus driver's fault. I mean,
what she did was wrong.
No one would say that.
She tried to fix her mistake. She slammed on the bus.
She's in. Look at this. She's actually in the other. There's a median here between the lanes of traffic. She's in the opposite traffic. Do you see this?
Both ways, left or straight, she's in the wrong place.
I mean, I don't know where she's making up her own lanes. Anyhow, so maybe that's what caused the slide out to disengage, and it's impossible for us to move it back in, which means that we are stuck here in Houston instead of being in South Padre. So we had to Uber back to the bus last night. Did anyone else find that Uber ride very strange?
No way.
Well, getting in was strange.
In what way, you ask? You don't recall?
Is this the techno driver?
He spoke no English, which is not unusual in Texas. But he's listening to techno music, and we're just on the freeway. He turns up the techno music and then flips on a disco ball. So there's a disco ball like rotating in the vehicle while we're driving on the highway with like green and red lights going. I mean, no one found that unusual.
Oh, no, yeah, because it wasn't right when we got in the car. He's like, let's party. He waited till the midway point. And then he just started jamming his hand, like fist bumping, and he hit the strobe lights. And I was like, what the hell are we in here, man?
It was very strange. I know we must probably have some video of that somewhere. Taking video. Oh, yeah.
I think I did, yeah. It looked like the Mitsubishi Eclipse commercial. Where, like, we're all just kind of dancing at that point.
Yeah, do you remember the girl car commercials that they would have? And
that made Dieter say, I want this car.
Oh, yeah. Hot chicks.
Yeah.
Take it down to South Padre, get more chicks.
Still has that car.
Party. Oh, yeah. You want
is that
it?
How
I'll
you,
sell it to you.
Is that how you originally snuck onto South Padre at first? Like, you know,
dress
remember,
drag.
It's all girls.
Right? I was
it's
the only guy.
All girls, just naked, writhing around on South Padre Island. Did you sneak onto the island in your Mitsubishi Eclipse, and they just wave you through? They're stopping like Ford F-150s. No, sir. No men allowed on this island. Mitsubishi Eclipse, come on in. Wave me right in.
Come on in, honey.
That's how you did it.
Party Island.
That was weird. That was weird. Because then, like, we laughed when he hit the light, and then we're all just sitting there. And this disco light's just going off right by Snitzer's head.
Yeah.
And then nobody's doing anything.
It kept them on.
Yeah,
the whole time. The
We're
song
now
changed.
Just in a mobile disco.
I don't know how it's not distracting to him because it's blasting him right in the face in his mirror. And it's just he's just okay with it.
Yeah, the disco ball was installed in the back of the vehicle.
Disco ball might be the wrong word to use. It was a light show in there. Like a disco ball just kind of reflects the natural light that's going on or lights.
There was a ball.
There was a ball?
Yeah, there was a ball.
But it was also shooting out laser lights or something.
I think there was a ball, and instead, I think the ball had the lights built into it.
Okay.
As opposed to like in a disco where they're shooting lights at a mirrored ball.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those. I've seen those. It's Spencer Gifts or something. You buy it. It's just a ball with a bunch of lights coming out. Yeah, and it was just, it was cool.
Yeah.
Now, he must have been able to tell that we were buzzed a little bit, and he's picking us up from a bar. Do you think he does that, like, when a businessman is just going to his conference, like, at 8 a.m.? Does he hit that light? Or does he reserve this for us?
I think it was a party, because all of us were talking loud, and we had a girl with us.
We made us brush our shoes off at the beginning.
He's
demonstrating how to do it. He's like scratching his feet on the floor, on the ground, before we got in.
He just was doing a moonwalk, but forward, just scraping his feet.
What?
The driver.
Before you got in.
Scrape your shoes off.
As he was walking to the Uber, he just kept yelling Vamanos or something and doing this on the way there.
That is very strange.
And of all the times we have wet cement on all of our shoes, and we're getting in this brand new car. Oh, man, there's some damage in there. Didn't that happen to you? You put grass on a car, you got charged $50.
Yeah, three blades of grass. I couldn't imagine wet cement.
In the front seat that we weren't even sitting in. Come on.
Yeah. Christo says it's called a star ball. And Beefy Queefer writes, there's an Uber driver in Cleveland who does this. I have a video. Maybe it's a ploy to get
more tips.
More tips.
That's not bad. It made it more fun.
Well, do you guys tip? I always fight that. Do you tip the guy?
It depends.
Sometimes you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you ask for Brittany's name afterwards? Because when we got out of the car, he goes, what's your name? And he's like looking at his phone. What? That's a weird. I've never had an Uber
After
driver ask my
he
name.
Drove us?
Yeah. Well, she's the one who booked the Uber.
But why ask her name?
I think what he was trying to do was get her to rate him 5 stars.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was trying
to do. Okay.
Do you not tip an Uber, Diener?
No, I'm always torn.
It depends.
I feel so bad. I'm like, should I tip at least a buck?
But you do it in the app.
I know.
Not in person.
No, I know, but you're just getting out and it's gonna come back and they're gonna see it. And I'm like, what's a buck? But then I heard Charlie said nobody tips. So I was like, oh, well, nobody's tipping. I don't think everyone is tipping.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, when that feature first got added, I don't think anybody was. I used to tip them.
Well, the whole shtick of Uber in the beginning was no tipping.
Okay.
Yes.
The price is the price. It's included.
Okay.
That's all. And then they added that tip feature to it. And now I feel obligated, and I feel like they're going to downvote me if I don't tip.
Well, see, I don't rate them anything. I just leave it. I leave it in limbo until the next time I open the app.
How do you do that? Because mine always seems to want me to rate.
I just close the app up.
Why not?
And then the next time
I load it up, it wants me to rate the person again.
There's a skip button. But the next time, 2 days later, then I'll give them the 5 stars I'm saying. I don't do it right then.
Why not?
In case they bad star you.
Yeah.
Give you like a one star.
I don't know why I don't do it. I actually don't know.
Do you have 5 stars or somebody giving you low stars before?
Not pretty.
You don't know. You don't know your driver or your passenger rating.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I have 5 stars.
4.88.
4.9.
And I get rewards. It says because you're a 5-star customer.
Where does it say that?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you're probably below 5, Rover.
Just open the app and the 2 little dots or 3 little lines.
See, I'm getting.
What are you? 4?
Yeah, we're 4.88.
I just got guilted into tipping a guy named Jeffrey $5 for a ride that I took yesterday when I opened up the app. Let's see. 4.8 is what I have.
Oh,
4.8? Ooh,
4.8. You've had some low scores. Oh, What'd you do?
What are you doing? Because you have 4.8.
Probably you guys riding with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always us.
What's yours?
4.88.
Okay.
What are you guys doing? You guys are the only guys I know below 5.
I use it a lot.
You're a 5. Lot. You're a loudmouth. You're still a 5.
There was one woman once in Florida that I really argued with. She probably gave me a 1 star, and that probably ruined the whole
thing.
How
do you get in an argument? I had a guy drive the wrong way on the highway and almost killed us.
Because I was going to the airport, and I needed an Uber. So I call it. and it says that she's going to be there in, you know, 5 minutes. It's she's not, she doesn't know what, I don't know what the hell's going on, but 5 minutes turns into 20. And she called, where are you at? She called me up. I'm trying to call her. I'm trying to text. She eventually calls. Where are you at? I go, it's right there where it says I am in the app. Like, what are you talking about? I go, cancel the, I don't want you. Cancel this. Cancel the ride. Cancel. She goes, no, 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 please, please. I swear I only 2 minutes away now. I go, no, no, no. I don't want you. You were supposed to be here in 5 minutes. It's been 20. Cancel the ride.
You see her on the
map. She refused to cancel the ride. I go, cancel. So eventually she does pull up, and I'm still going, cancel, cancel. And I ended up getting in the Uber with her because I had to get to the airport. At this point, I'm like, I gotta get there. This bitch rated me one star. Well, I need to stop tipping. If I have a 4.8, what am I tipping for anyways?
Whoa, that's low, bro.
Very low.
Tip nothing now.
So what, Dieter is the best.
Tipping every dick driver.
Yeah, five.
Snitzer's second best. How?
He never pays. He's got one ride. He's got a five star. When's this guy ever pay?
It was a perfect ride.
I use it all the time.
Is this on Uber or Lyft?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear your Lyft score.
Yeah, my Lyft's five.
Ooh. Okay.
That's what's your Uber?
I have Uber.
Oh.
Remember, I never installed it.
Oh, well, Lyft might be 5 out of 10. Who knows?
No, no, no. It's 5 out of 5.
Okay.
5 out of 10. Adam in Houston, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Just wanted to say thanks a lot for coming down last night. It was great meeting all you guys. Me and my wife, Kelsey, had a great time. And the offer still stands. If you guys can't make it to South Padre, you know, we'll get the pool heated up and we'll throw a South Padre Island party out here for you guys.
Oh, wow. Just naked Texas babes running around. Oh yeah. Just him and his wife. She'd be topless the entire time, yes. Charlie, but I'm sure she knows all sorts of hot ass Texas babes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'd just be out there in the pool. I believe they have a no bathing suit sign right next to the pool. Like you have to be naked to get into the pool. That's a rule.
Yeah, it's a policy. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they have a bunch of big-breasted Texas women scrubbing you down, washing you down before you jump into the pool. And then after you get out, Charlie, they have your, a neuro massage? Is that what it's called?
They have
a whole room in this guy's house. A neuro massage room.
Now I'm
interested. Where the big-breasted Texans just give you neuro massages. So sounds like a party. Maybe we'll have to do that.
Yeah, I did want to call in and just say thanks a lot, though. You guys were a blast, and my wife and really had a good time with Brittany. She's more fun than we thought, for sure. Everybody thought she would be shy, but man, she is a wild one for sure. Not
yeah,
wild.
She's always doing shots.
I know. Everyone likes B2 better than any of us
the
show. Like,
it's easy.
Yeah, it's she just swoops
in. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how
what
you
mean?
Guys
what the drinking.
I literally just woke up half an hour ago, and you guys have been up for what, 3 or 4 hours now?
Well, we're professionals, Adam. Yeah, we're professional partiers, professional meet and greeters, professional travelers, and we've got this down to a science. I do want to go to bed right now. I will tell you that.
Are you doing bad? I'm doing way better than I thought I would be doing.
Yeah,
last night we almost just went to this guy's house right then, right?
We thought about it.
And then we're just like, we'll just stay up all night. Yeah. Just keep drinking. And then we'll do the show from
there. There was a debate about whether we just go do the show from this dude's house. And we were seriously considering it. I do have to take a break.
Real fast, Rover. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Dieter, how did you find your Lyft rating?
I got an email saying, you know, you got 10% off because you have a 5-star rating.
Oh, so there is no Lyft rating in the app? Is that what you're saying?
No. There is. You have to email them or ask a Lyft driver.
Well, Nats, how did I get this email saying you have 10% off because you have a 5-star rating?
I get that from Lyft all the time. Lyft
but
is
you
always
don't have
offering
5-star.
But Lyft is always offering me free rides. Constantly, it's constantly saying your free ride's about to disappear. Please use us again.
So Dieter is inflating his Lyft rating.
Oh, stolen valor.
Wow.
Stolen Lyft valor.
We'll be right back.
Here it is.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. RMG is in BFE. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro's Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Still fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. If you want to try Gas Monkey Energy Drink at a TA or a Petro Stopping Center, text the word ROVER to the number 52439. That's 52439. Text the word ROVER to that number. You'll get a $1 off coupon, good for a Gas Monkey Energy Drink at any TA or Petro Stopping Center. Michelle, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, Rover, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Hey, so I was calling about your Uber topic, and I know you guys were discussing whether or not you should tip somebody, whether you should.
Yeah.
I was just curious, when you order an Uber, when you're by yourself, do you guys feel more comfortable getting in the front seat with the person or in the back seat? It's always been a topic with my friends and I. In the back?
Back seat.
Yeah, I do back. But I know Jeffrey, no matter what, sits in the front. No matter what.
Well, that should be your tip-off that that's the wrong move. Because it's Jeffrey doing that. I always get in the back. You guys always get in the back. Yeah, definitely the back. What do you do, Michelle?
I always felt uncomfortable just being, like, chauffeured around. So I always got in the front, but I always got weird looks about
I think the driver doesn't want anybody sitting in the front either. I don't think he likes it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want someone sitting in
it. Sometimes they have their stuff out, and they're like, oh, this idiot's going to sit in the front for some reason, and then you got to talk more.
So get in the back, Michelle. I think everyone prefers that. The drivers prefer that. Looks better.
Yeah, treat it like a cab.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Michelle. Wendy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Wendy.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Great. I'm a day behind listening to the show, so I just hear about the Uber things. But I was calling in regards to Jeffrey. Why isn't he on the show this week?
Well, Jeffrey had some sort of a fake doctor's note. I believe it to be fake.
Robert, right. We should have asked Dr. Ian Smith when he was here to analyze the note. He's a doctor.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
A fan emailed me. I was like, damn it, I didn't see it till after.
He has a doctor's note that he presented to us that says that his wife hurt her ankle. And that her husband needs to stay at home to help her.
I thought it was
strange.
Just that he couldn't go on the road trip with you, that he was going to be on the show. So this is just off work in general, even at the fence company?
That's a good question. I don't know if he's going to the fence company job or not. I assume he is,
yeah.
But I don't know for sure.
He should be getting extra hours. If he's at home, he always needs money, he says. I haven't talked to him since. He used to be working every day.
And working 8 hours. It'd actually be better for him to be at the fence company while we're gone.
Now, do you have that doctor's note, Snitz? Do you still have that picture of that? Okay. I just want to look at this one second.
Let's do it. Let's analyze this.
Analyze this one more time.
Okay. Let's see here.
So, give Snitz a second. Okay. Zoom in on this. Just towards the bottom paragraph, if you could. There it is. It says, with husband present, Mary Elizabeth Winkleman LaRoque has been under my care for the following: left ankle ligament and tendon tear.
Tendon's misspelled.
With husband present.
Tendon is misspelled. Where's tendon?
T-E-N-D-O-N, isn't it? Tendon?
Yeah, and that says E-N, like tender.
Yeah, it looks like tender, but it's tendon.
Well, it just could be sloppy hand.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It says that this person is able to return to work or school on 12/30/2018. Just an odd date, 12/30. Like, there's 31 days. Everyone knows that. Yeah. December 31st is the end of the year. Why put 12/30?
Yeah, once you put the first of the next year... 1/1/2019, saying this whole year she's going to be out. That is a strange date.
You're really looking at this carefully, Charlie. You're up next to the screen. Does that 12/30 2018 look like it's been doctored?
12, yeah.
Yeah, that's when you turn your grade F into an A somehow. With
right,
some
right.
Fancy work. This is also another interesting thing is it's going in and out of cursive all the time. Who writes like this? You have a tendon in cursive.
Well, doctors are known for their poor handwriting.
Let me just continue on here because there's something I want to point out. And then it says remarks. Patient will have surgical consult 10/10/2018. Until then, she must now this is interesting because if you're going to have a surgical consult, how do you know at that point whether you're going to have surgery or not? How do you know when you would be able to return to work?
Right. How fast you're going to heal?
Okay. Because you haven't had the surgery yet.
That's true.
Patient will have surgical consult 10/10/2018. Until then, she must be partial weight bearing with cam boot. She requires family assistance at home to remain appropriately offloaded. That just seems like
it's doctor language.
She will require family help following her surgery as well, it says. And then the signature is Dr. Looks like Michelle Talada or something like that. I can't make it out.
A bunch of squiggles.
Now, my stepfather is a doctor.
Yes, okay.
My mom is a nurse. I've been around hospitals since I was 4 or 5 years old. Put that back up a second, Snitz.
What'd you find out?
I've never seen a doctor sign their name Dr. So-and-so. I always see them sign their name So-and-so MD.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Oh, no.
But a normal person wouldn't notice that.
You would think you would sign a doctor.
Yeah.
But that might be a great point. I don't think I've ever really looked at a prescription that close to see if they put MD or doctor.
They always put, because there are various things that they put after their name. I've never seen someone sign it, Dr. So-and-so. Never.
Uh-oh.
Never.
This might be a complete fraud.
Because they're a dentist, they would say DDS at the end, right?
Correct. Okay. That's right. Never have I seen a doctor's note where the person puts DR period in front of their name. Never. Just doesn't happen. So this is quite clearly
a forgery,
a fraud. Who wrote it and why?
Lots of suggestions out there that Jeffrey never got rid of the cat lady. And that was all a fraud. The driving around, going out to Gerard. That whole thing.
Yes.
Was to throw us off the scent so we would quit asking about it. We would just leave him and his new family with this woman, the way he's going to have his family now, alone.
I predicted, or I suggested from day one that the crazy cat lady is who wrote this doctor's note. I don't think that Mary Elizabeth... first of all, I don't know her handwriting. It's just something strikes me that is not her.
It could possibly be her. We know it's not Jeffrey, right?
But what would her motivation be for that?
To get him to stay home, Rover. She's into medicine, watches YouTube. She's obsessed with medical stuff. If she has good handwriting, she's a bad speller. That could be her. But I agree. First it's the cat lady, then it's her. One of the two.
I'm looking at doctor's notes. I don't see a single one where anybody ever writes doctor.
Never. It doesn't happen. I'm telling you. My stepdad is a doctor. He always writes his name, comma, MD. Or whatever, I guess, MD. Now, let me blow your mind with something else.
No.
I don't think
it can't
be
more.
I don't think you can.
You put that note back up,
Try me.
Snitz?
Okay, let me zoom back in again.
Please.
And you want to know the date?
Or you can put the full thing up. Go ahead, put the full thing. All right. So, this is from the Foot and Ankle Clinic. If you go to the foot and ankle clinic website,
okay,
they have, let me just show you here. Hold on one second.
Don't even say it, Rover.
They have one doctor.
One?
One doctor.
Is it that name?
Who's named Christina Kovac.
That's no way. That's no. An M.
That's an M.
Last name was like Halder or...
Nope. That, to me, could not be a Christina Kovac.
No. There's no way you could even see that.
Mm-mm. So, I believe.
But if you're going to fake a doctor's note, you'd fake a real... You'd look into the real doctor. Wouldn't you? That's the easiest part of the whole process.
I don't know.
It really is. That's the easiest part. She really, you do.
There's
believe,
only one doctor listed on the website. Maybe they have more doctors, but I don't see it because they have three locations, but that's just where she sees patients. I'm looking at their staff page. They have, I mean, this is it. This is the staff. This is it. I mean, you can put this up, Snitz. You can see that's it. That's the whole staff, the office staff, the nurse, the doctor there. There's only one person listed. One. Only one. And that signature does not match any of those, obviously.
Can we contact them and ask them? Or,
of course we can.
And say, like, hey, we got a doctor's note. I just want to make sure this is a real doctor's note.
We got to make sure the first one was also issued by them because that one suspiciously is missing now. The one, Rover, you noticed the first time.
Oh, a photocopy of a photocopy one? That is very odd, isn't it?
Rover, it's very easy. If you search for doctor's note blank, you can get the exact same setup and just fill in the blank. Exact same how that letter looks. It says doctor's name, address, city.
But they
you can print it out.
But they have, I mean, it does have the letterhead, the name of this place.
But can't you just type that in?
Yeah, this letterhead is kind of, I mean, what?
There's no.
It's just text.
Yeah, there's no badge that says this doctor's clinic. You can type that in, fill in the blank. Oh, I have a doctor's note template exactly like that. Doctor's name, address, city, state, zip, phone number. Then it starts to go into the date, the excuse, missing from work. You can make this in 10 minutes. And then this forged the signature. It's the wrong doctor's signature.
But it is in, they do have an office that is in Jeffrey's suburb that Jeffrey lives in, very close to Jeffrey's house. So it does seem to make sense that that's where he would, you know, she would go if she did have foot and ankle pain. But it's just
too many things that aren't adding up here. And the fact that woman was around when all this was happening. It seems like she would be an expert at something like this.
Yeah, was she a nurse before? Did that ever come out?
I don't know.
That I don't know. The crazy cat lady, I don't know if she's ever held a job in her life. Pete, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Yeah. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
I just want to let you know, like, Dieter is completely right. I used to fake my own. I'd go up to the library and fake my own doctor's notes. I'd use my actual doctor because, you know, that's the easiest way to go. But he's totally right. You could just go and search for a template online.
Yep.
And print everything out. It cost me 25 cents, and I've probably done like 3 months worth of days off that way.
Wow. Well, I mean, have you seen Jeffrey's doctor's note? I mean, did you see that on RMG TV by any chance?
Yeah, totally.
And what do you think?
It's poorly crafted. There's details where there doesn't need to be details that a doctor wouldn't put details. You know, he's busy. He's going to go straight to the point. And, you know, no doctor's going to give a husband, if there's a prescription for a live-in aid or something, then that's going to be the prescription.
Okay, that's BS. Nads, dump button.
I'm on
yes,
it.
Thank you, Nads. So good, so fast.
The thing that I just find the hardest part about this to believe is Jeffrey is a known liar. He lies a lot.
Yeah.
He never does anything like this. This isn't something Jeffrey would do. I don't think he would go to these lengths.
He lies because it's the easiest thing for him to do at that moment. That's the only time he lies.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't construct long lies.
No, like, but the crazy cat lady does.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, Jeffrey wouldn't think to do this. He wouldn't do this.
No, I don't think
he wouldn't.
No.
Somebody else could tell him to do it, and he would.
And he might, they may have even, the crazy cat lady could say she picked it up. This doctor's note and gave it to Jeffrey. Jeffrey may be an unwitting participant in this scam. Scott, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Scott from Middleburg. I'm a healthcare provider, been in the industry for quite some time. I work in emergency medicine, and there's just far too many holes in this. The letterhead, I just pulled it up online. That part looks legit, but like I said, you could print it offline. I would never give a note for 4 months. Earlier in my career, I gave someone a note for 2 weeks. I got a phone call back from that employer saying, hey, is this legit? Is this real? So it's totally normal for you to call them and ask them questions like that. They won't, you know, disclose HIPAA issues, like medical conditions, things of that nature, but they're allowed to state that they did or did not provide a note for somebody. As far as misspellings are concerned, this is a professional position. Even if it's not the physician and a nurse just filling this out, this is a professional position in an office who's expecting their clientele to come back. They wouldn't have misspellings or use two different styles of writing. And with regards to the surgical boot, if I gave someone a surgical boot and they couldn't ambulate because they had an injury that might distract, I'd give them a cane or crutches. They wouldn't need somebody holding them up.
Sure. What about the signature? You are a healthcare provider. I don't know what you do or are exactly, but when a doctor signs a doctor's note, have you ever seen anyone sign it Dr. period Steve Smith, or would they write it, would they sign it Steve Smith MD?
No, you'd put your credentials after your name.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right. This was a rookie mistake, an amateur mistake. Mm. Whoever filled this out, I believe, was outed by their lack of knowledge. And this seems like a fraud to me.
Two people that are after you. The crazy cat lady, she's pissed because you kicked her out of his house. And then Scat, who wants to be on the show so bad. I think that there's two people that
would Scat, for some reason, what would his motivation be? For
stays home and watches Raw with him.
Oh,
Monday and Tuesday, SmackDown. Yeah.
Like, in his mind, he'd be like, I'm really screwing them by keeping Jeffrey off the bus. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, big deal. Got you. Oh, you got us.
Scott. Scott, is it a HIPAA violation by revealing her diagnosis in the note?
No. A HIPAA violation. We can't commit a HIPAA violation.
No, I'm saying the doctor.
I see what you're saying. I see. Right.
I write a note. I never disclose anything except this individual was here, and this is the date they can return.
That's correct. I believe that Nads, you're onto something. And I know this from working with iHeart Corporate. Other people have been, I think even Nads, he had that traumatic brain injury. I think that we required a note, didn't we, Nads?
Yes, a lot of stuff.
And in any of those notes, did it say Nads has a traumatic brain injury, or did it say Nads is unable to perform at work, or eventually it says Nads is able to return to work? Did it have any of your condition or what you were doing or your diagnosis in there at all, Nads?
There's been a few incidents, actually, Rover, and none of them have ever said what I was in there for, because that's a direct violation of the HIPAA laws. You can't disclose a diagnosis to anyone, especially someone's employer.
I have one other question about this note. What are we supposed to take away from it? That Jeffrey can't return to work until December 30th?
Well, it says Mary Elizabeth Winkleman LaRoque can't return to work until December 30th, 2018, which happens to be a Sunday, a very odd day to return to work.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. December 30th, I mean, wow, that's just a weird...
Put the Monday after?
Well, anyone would... You would just put December 31st, 2018. Like, that's the end of the year. Wouldn't put December 30th.
Also, return to what work?
She doesn't work. That's right.
But so are we supposed to take away that Jeffrey can just, anytime he doesn't want to come to work, he can just cite this doctor's note until December?
Well, let's do this. Let me take a break, and let's see if we can verify the authenticity of this note during the break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country, broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory One, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
You've been hard at work trying to verify the authenticity of Jeffrey's doctor's note.
Yes.
What did you learn? What did you find out, Charlie?
I tried to call the foot place that his wife, where the letterhead was from.
Yes.
Not open right now.
Not open.
They're not open right now. And then I got through to an answering service. They're not going to open until noon. And they're only open from 12 to 12, according to the woman on the phone.
From 12 to 12?
12 to 12.
So midnight? What is that, 12 noon to 12 midnight?
Late night foot pain?
Right.
You head in.
At 11.
And then she cracked herself. 12 to 2. They're only open 12 to 2, so we're going to have to call back 12.
Two-hour window.
They're in a different location right now. The foot doctor. It's a traveling foot doctor, apparently. From
like
clinic
gypsies.
To clinic. Yes. Huh. And they're in a different office right now. And I said, well, I'll just call that office. And she said, it's the same number. So they just don't have their phone on right now.
I see.
So no info over here. What about on your end?
Well, there is a theory that people have sent me. A couple of different people have sent this to me. Do you remember Val Ray was hit by a car and broke her foot, broke her
yes.
leg? Did they use that same letterhead? And, you know, white it out and write this note.
It sounds good. Sounds okay. But I've seen pictures of Jeffrey's wife recently. She's
yes.
wearing a boot around.
Could be Val Ray's.
It could be Val Ray's.
She's
boot.
Wearing a boot.
Yes.
But this was a secret picture that Tomash took
of the cats in the
of
house.
The cat.
That
yeah.
doesn't it doesn't stop her from wearing it every day, Charlie.
She just wears the boot.
She goes to the hospital in an ambulance once a
oh,
week.
Oh, okay. So you're
what
saying
what would stop you from wearing
she really
an inflatable boot?
She is really wearing the boot.
She's just imagining this.
Okay.
Oh, I got a mosquito bite. Put the boot on.
Yes, it'll clear it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get sympathy.
It's just Jeffrey and his I just don't see him doing all this. Somebody else doing it, yes.
Yes.
But Jeffrey doing it, I just don't see him.
No,
doing
I don't
it.
See him going through the trouble, but someone must
this
be behind it.
This is a lot of
it.
Trouble.
Brian, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, Rover? What's up, Dieter and Nads?
Hey, man.
Yo.
Jeffrey's not covering his steps. I took a midweek sabbatical from my employer once to take a trip up to Nelson's Ledges with a cute girl. I took 3 days off, and when I got back, my employers wanted a note. They wanted the documentation, the whole nine yards. So exactly what you guys were talking about, I was able to just Google a template that was already laid out. It looked legitimate. You pulled it into Word, and I could have put any phone number, any name on it I wanted. So uh-huh. I went a step further because I know they're going to call like what you guys just tried to do. And that already sounds fishy. Who's ever heard of a podiatrist that's open for 2 hours? But anyways, I set up a voice over internet protocol phone line, a VoIP, and basically I found a service on Google where you could have an answering service and they would say whatever you wanted. So I took the fake doctor's name off of the fake note, and I had them do a voice recording. So the great thing is, too, I did have to give my credit card up to it just for a free trial, but I called and I canceled. But they actually called and they checked and they got through to that voicemail and they left the message trying to verify that was a real doctor's office. And they never followed up on it. Mm-hmm. But there's so much stuff out there you can do to kind of cover your tracks a little better, and Jeff didn't do that.
Well, someone else, I believe, is behind this. Not Jeffrey himself, someone else who thinks they're savvy, but they're not savvy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Someone out there is trying to pull a scam on us. Yep. Greg, in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Greg.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, isn't there somebody else in Jeffrey's life that has claimed to be like a member of SEAL Team 6, is good at impersonating others?
Oh, no, not this.
Interesting.
Not this.
Interesting.
Who's he talking about?
That would be his buddy, Big Baby Butt Buddy. Dr. Big Baby Butt Buddy, who Jeffrey works with, who claimed to be a, what was it? An Army Ranger. Yeah, an Army Ranger. And I said, I don't believe it. So I offered $500 for him to prove it, then $1,000. The offer stands at $5,000, I believe, right now for him to prove that he's an Army Ranger. But he's like, no, no, I don't.
I'm not going to play these games.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
be bothered.
He doesn't need to play these games,
yeah,
Rover.
Yeah, I don't need your $5,000 of free money, Rover. I don't want to shove it in your face, Rover, and take your money. I'm good with just having there be doubt about my service. So that would be an interesting. That's interesting. Now, he never tried to forge any documents, as far as I know, like his DD-214 or anything.
No, because we kept asking him to send one, and we kind of assumed eventually he would send one, you know?
Right.
Forged or not, or real. But he never did either, so I don't know.
Oh, the original old lady was a nurse, though.
Wait, what original old
the
lady?
The granny?
The granny.
Oh. Okay.
Because I knew somebody was a nurse that hangs out with Jeffrey. Would she be behind this?
I don't think so. But you... Who knows? Anthony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, my aunt is a doctor, and she says that they don't sign their name doctor. They sign their name with MD or PhD, depending on the degree they have.
At the end, right?
At the end.
Right. Correct. After their name. That's correct. That this is a telltale sign. That this is a fraud. This is a forgery. We're being duped. Now, how do we get to the bottom of this?
I'd like to be able to talk to Jeffrey about it. I'd like to hear his answer. Because we've not heard, ever since this, we've seen this note, we've not heard from Jeffrey at all. I'd like to know what he's doing.
Can you explain any of it?
Yeah.
I've looked at some templates that I've seen online. I don't see any that look... like the one that Jeffrey gave us, you know, an exact replica, an exact duplicate of it. I just don't see it.
But Rob, you can see how easy it is to find one and just type it in.
Sure. The other thing that is odd to me is that this doctor's note is on their letterhead, but there's no logo or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like their letterhead is just typewritten.
Right. Anybody could fake that.
Well, we will continue to work. I'll have my crew hard at work getting to the bottom of this, my investigative reporters. I'll probably pull B2 off of whatever she happens
fixing
to be working
bus.
On right now, fixing the bus.
Forget about that. We have more important things.
Yes, we will probably focus all of our
Hunker
resources.
Down in Houston and get to the bottom of this.
We are setting up a mobile command post with phone lines. Fax machines, all in an effort to validate this doctor's note.
I want to know what kind of surgery is going to take place. What is it? What happened to the foot? What is the claim of what happened?
Yeah, was it a basketball injury, cleaning injury? He never
Jeffrey
said.
Has told us that he doesn't know. She doesn't know how
on.
She injured it. Just started hurting one day. That's what the claim was. That's what he told us.
Did she twist it even in the house, like vacuuming? Well, we're doing something in the house. Like twisted or something, and then it was an immediate pain, or was this over time? It just got worse and worse and worse.
And how long, when you went to get the refrigerator, did she have a boot on then?
Oh, when Dieter and I went?
No. Because she was on her hands and knees cleaning.
Yeah, I would have
And I think I would have been like, hey, you got a huge boot on, what happened?
I would have noticed that.
In pajama pants, no boot.
Yeah.
So it happened sometime between then and this trip.
It was... And when did we go to Columbus? Because that's when Jeffrey said it. That's when it started flaring up and hurting, right after our trip.
That would have been the first week of August.
And when did we get the refrigerator?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Okay.
Richard, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Quick question. If Anklegate turns out to be true, that he did fake all these documentations to get out of doing his job, is iHeartMedia going to go ahead and deny his raise, maybe give him a little suspension for dereliction of duty? Because part of his duty is to entertain us. And if he's not on the radio and not on the road, he's not entertaining us, and no. I feel I'm getting cheated. So what would be the first of Anklegate?
That is a that's a good question. What do we do if we determine that this is a fraud, a forgery? Is there a price to pay?
Because let's go around the horn. What would happen, everybody, if you would lie to your employer? What would your employer probably do?
Oh, if you found out,
man, if I faked a doctor's note and the employer found out, boy, I mean, there would be some sort of consequence. Like if I said I have to take a week off from work and I told iHeart and I faked a doctor's note and they found out that I faked it, what would they do, I wonder?
You'd be suspended and possibly fired. I would be fired. You're important. I don't know if you would be fired, but I would for sure. Dieter would be fired.
So probably suspended without pay for, I would say, at least the amount of time you were gone, possibly double the, like if you were gone for a week, they might suspend you without pay for 2 weeks for forging that.
But what would you suggest they do if Jeffrey was lying? What would you suggest?
Boy, that's a, I don't know. We have to have a discussion about that. I have to think about that. I haven't really considered it. I now is the first day. I mean, I thought that it was fake, but now I'm looking at this. There are so many inconsistencies. I am 100% convinced that that is a fraudulent doctor's note. No doctor is going to sign it. Dr. Period. Joe Smith or whatever the name.
Whatever
is.
That name was,
it's going to be Joe Smith, M.D.
And let's not forget, we go to the doctor's website. The doctor's not listed anywhere. Whatever doctor they wrote down the name of is not on the website.
Is not on the website. Now, that doesn't necessarily, maybe they have a new partner. Maybe there's a doctor that works there. Maybe there was someone filling in, covering for the doctor was on vacation. The one doctor that works at this place was on vacation. Maybe they're, maybe there's someone filling in, covering the patients. All a possibility. But just the way they sign their name sounds fishy to me.
Could she be brand new? It's her first week as a doctor, and she didn't know how to sign it. Is that possible?
I find that strange.
That's day one of doctor school.
Will they tell
teach you how to sign your name.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
So I didn't know if you just, you know, you miss a day of school.
No.
They don't teach you how to sign.
Emily, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. I've been in the medical field for about 10 years, and all of the paper that we would use for doctor's notes or anything of the sort, it would have, like, that watermark on it so that if you made a copy of it, it would, like, it would come through and say, you know, copy, copy, copy on the paper.
Right, right. Well, if this is not, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, when you go to the doctor that I go to, which is part of the Cleveland Clinic, they have, like, a standard uniform thing that they print out prescriptions on, notes
right.
on, and you're right. And it does say, this is like a bootleg, just Xerox sort of thing. I don't know if that's the way that they operate at this place, the small little place. Or if this is something that Jeffrey concocted.
And not only that, but then, I mean, all of the paper that we used, it wasn't just typical, like, printer paper. It was, like, a thicker paper, but it had the watermark on it. There was the logo of the, you know, place that I worked for. So, I mean, you couldn't just, you know, like, type it up on the computer without having, I mean, you could go and I'm sure, you know, like, Photoshop it, but he's not legit.
One other thing,
yes,
Robert,
yes,
and I didn't get a chance to see the original doctor's note.
Yes,
who did?
I did.
Robert did.
That's it. Okay, was it the same form as this one?
It was. Yes,
looked exactly the same.
Yes.
But it was off-center. Didn't you say it was...
Oh, like, yes. It was certainly off-center. It was... if you're watching this on RMG TV, it was moved a third of the over on the page, and there was like a black line going down, like where you could see the edge of the paper was on the Xerox, on the copier. You know?
Now, could that just be Jeffrey taking a copy of the original doctor's note and showing that to you?
Because it was written in blue ink.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
So
it was the same exact form, though. Nothing was different other than it was just moved
correct.
Over, which is so weird. Why would you hand that out? This looks like a loose leaf piece of paper already. And then to copy that and not make another one? Like, if you accidentally make that copy, you'd go, oh, damn, that's screwed up. I'll make another one.
There was an allegation that was made. Give me one second. I'm seeing if I can.
You can't.
There was a video that was posted from one of Jeffrey's children.
Mm-hmm.
There were some comments on the video that were off color, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
By who? By
phrase?
By one of the kids?
I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. You know, I just think that if you're going to make a public comment, you know, you have to be bigger than that, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
You know?
Watch out pulling that trigger.
You know, that's right. Yeah. And
yeah, you'd figure
but you know, not everything is black and white. So, you know, what I would do in that case is maybe not what everyone would do, but anyhow, there was a video that was posted by one of Jeffrey's children last night. It's since been removed.
I was watching it on our way to the fan meetup.
Did you pay close attention? How close of attention did you pay?
I only watched half of it.
You might have really missed out because, do you want to know what the allegation is?
Well, I know.
There was a cat in the video.
No, there wasn't.
There was a cat in the video, in the background, which would mean crazy cat lady is still there.
So in the
was
video,
there a cat?
The video is strange enough as it is. It looks like Jeffrey's son has now actually installed a ceiling fan, and this is odd, in the ceiling.
Oh, he got it up there?
He's got one up there.
It's the right place, finally.
But it's in there, and there's an extension cord coming off of it going down the wall.
Oh, so he didn't actually
put it in. So it's not wired in there.
Yeah.
No, but he's finally screwed it. He's made it to the big time. That's what he's been hoping for. It's now in the ceiling, in the background, and I have a picture of it.
Yeah, did you get the video?
I didn't. Well, we were driving. I couldn't get it. But I did take a picture. I took a screen grab because Jeffrey's in the background of this. Let me send this to Snitzer.
There's no way the cat's there.
Hold on, give me a second here. Sorry.
And who made that comment you're talking about? One of the kids made a comment or a fan did on the page?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Okay, Snitzer just sent. Okay, yeah. So in the video, so it's pretty good. He's got the fan up there. He's walking around. I wasn't able to hear anything he was saying, but he goes to the dinner table, where he usually installs the fan upside down.
Correct.
And it's covered in toothbrushes. The whole thing is just covered in toothbrushes. And in the background, you could see Jeffrey sitting on his recliner, and it looks like he's tying off, and he's about to shoot up. You have to see this. He's just
let me see it.
He's just sitting there. He might be asleep sitting up. I can't tell.
All right.
He's not on the computer, actually?
No, he's just sitting on the couch. And I did send it to Nads. Nads, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
I've never seen him in his house not at the computer. Like sitting on a couch or a recliner watching TV, I've never seen it.
Someone is now suggesting that Jeffrey is Kaiser Soze. Masquerading as a mentally handicapped person. But really a true criminal mastermind.
Yeah, once he walks out of work.
Fraudulent doctor's
his
notes.
Limp, his scoliosis fixes itself. He starts walking better.
Stutter disappears.
Tears off his flight suit. Has a nice tuxedo in it. And he's James Bond.
Kaiser Soze.
Do you have the picture?
Yeah.
All right, so here it is. I just screen grabbed it. You can see... there's a crutch here. You get crutches, but Jeffrey sitting like that,
arm across like he's trying to find a vein or something, nodding off almost. And that's all I saw. I didn't see a cat. Now, but I wasn't watching that close attention.
Someone claimed that they saw a cat.
Now, the crazy cat lady had two. Jeffrey doesn't own cats, just so people know. He doesn't own any animals at all. And the crazy cat lady moved in, brought two cats, and then the cats were supposed to leave with her.
Right.
And they said, Jeffrey said, they were walking all around the car on their way to Gerard to drop her off.
Liz, can you put the doctor's note up just one more time on RMG TV? Liz wants to know, why is the doctor's note folded in such a strange manner?
Oh, yeah.
Give Snitz a second. It's folded long ways, not in half. It's folded long ways.
I don't think there's anything to take away from that.
No, it's folded in half and then over like four times, whatever.
Yeah.
Because he put it in his pocket.
All right. Jeffrey, who knows? I mean, he's just different.
Not going to fold everything normal.
All right. Let me take a break. If you are listening to us, we will eventually get to the bottom of this. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern time, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We are live in Houston on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. For everyone else that gets the full show, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Just think. If you follow Rover's path, work hard, and build a loyal fan base, you too could live in a mobile home. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are in Houston, Texas, not where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be on South Padre Island. But we had a mechanical malfunction on board Rolling Glory 1, and we're stuck here.
The slide, the thing that extends out inside the bus, is just stuck out. We can't
stuck
get it back
out.
In.
That's
and
right.
You can't drive when it's out because it's too wide, and you can't even put it in drive.
Right.
We're stuck here.
So what happens if they can't get it back in? Like, the guy, they have a guy here.
I don't know if you heard.
I'm looking at the guy, and he's just like...
He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Well, that's a must. If you're going to analyze something, yeah. You need to smoke.
He shows up, and he goes, well, I'm just going to try to bring it in manually. And then B2 is like, yeah, we tried that last night. He's like, well, that's all I know how to do. That's all... I don't know anything else other than that. If it doesn't go in manually, then... I don't know. We're up to get somebody else.
Yeah,
somebody named Bubba.
Did attempt to put it. Our driver tried to put it in manually last night.
Whoever talked to him, it seems like there was some miscommunication. They just called the wrong guy. This guy is only out here to try to do it manually. He didn't know that we had already tried to do it manually.
Should have called Bubba. I mean, Bubba should have been the first.
This is the first time hearing of Bubba.
Yeah. Bubba sounds like a name like he knows what he's doing.
Bubba would know how to do this for sure.
Bubba knows almost how to do anything, I think, right?
You got a lawnmower that doesn't start?
Yeah. If you have the name Bubba, you can fix anything.
Yes.
Exactly. So I don't – when he said that, I almost cried because I don't – to me, it doesn't sound like this is happening anymore. Is it?
Our chances of getting to South Padre Island are diminishing by the minute.
There was an offer, and personally, great offer. It sounds like there would be like a second bus that could come out, pick us up, and take us.
Correct, right.
But that's not the studio. So it would just be us.
It would just be us without the power of the microphone behind us. The girls probably wouldn't even like us.
Wouldn't even look at us.
No.
So I don't know. This is...
We were like the MTV of year 2000 when Dieter was on South Padre Island. Said it was the biggest. I mean, we were going to roll in, Pauly Shore style.
Yes.
Just mobbing us. Mm-hmm. But now I can't roll up on a bus with no studio and empty, just, you know, tour bus. We've got to have Rolling Glory 1 in order to facilitate this magic happening on South Padre Island. So I don't know what we're going to do. We're stuck in a parking lot right now. I mean, just think, if this doesn't go in manually,
we could all try pushing it in.
Yeah, can we leg press it in?
No, the guy's like, ain't moving. You're not going to be able to move that thing in.
Even with Dieter's? Has he seen Dieter's thighs?
Probably not.
Should I show him?
Dieter, if you go out there and maybe take off your pants and go out there.
Yeah, but yes, he's smoking.
Does this change your mind?
Like, hey, buddy.
Does he know that Charlie pulled the bus once? I mean, that's...
Oh, wow.
You
know,
all that, we can't move it back in.
So, what? Just humor me for a minute. If you can't get the slide in, what do they even do? Like, I know you can tow a bus, obviously, but I don't think you can tow a bus with a slide on it.
Like a wide load. Shuttle.
Yeah, wide load.
Think about those wide load. They move a whole trailer park.
Uh-huh.
They double put it on wide. The back. Yeah, double wide. You put that on the back of one of these things, get the wide load tape.
So we have to have like a lead vehicle and a chase
with
vehicle.
With the siren on.
Yep, the yellow swirling
pricey.
Lights.
Sounds very pricey.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then where do you take it to?
Probably have to have the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
You probably block off the highway, you know, so you can't get on or off like a presidential motorcade.
Where is the bus repair place? Is it Florida?
Well, there is a... There's a Prevost Service Center here in Houston. That's where this guy's from, I guess.
Oh, that's cool.
So they
of all the places to break
Bubba
down
is right around.
Bubba's in Houston.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's great. I thought we were going to fly Bubba in.
No,
Bubba, so there's still a chance.
There's if we can get Bubba here,
we'll just tell this guy to call Bubba right now.
Get Bubba out here.
I can hear him cranking on.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, I can hear him doing something down there, and we're not moving yet. I see him. He's got something. He's got a box of, he's got a drill.
Okay.
He's got a box.
That's promising.
No, that's not. I think
he's giving up. You're saying he's packing up for the day?
Looks to me like he's like, well, didn't work. Didn't move.
Let's get lunch.
Nothing's happening. Put the box inside the car.
He's walking that Whataburger.
I already had smoke break, so.
He's getting into his car. Is he driving away?
Behind you.
This is
he's
good.
He's
wait a second.
Your head's blocking it.
No.
Wait a second.
You want my...
It's right behind you. He's in the car.
The door is still ajar.
Okay.
He's not left yet.
Zach believes Dieter sabotaged the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's I'm afraid that he oversold South Padre Island.
I never saw anything.
Yes, you did.
You guys,
he said 400-1 September. Best time we've ever had in your life. Ever. And now. And now we're getting too close. I don't even know if South Padre really exists. I don't know. Is this something Dieter made up years ago? We're this close. What's he doing, this guy?
What's he doing? Can you see him out there?
Yeah, I think he's doing the same. He's doing the same thing.
Take a break.
Oh, my God. Let me go to Dean. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dean.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
New conspiracy, and this one involves Dieter.
Yes.
The fact that the slide's not going in, he tampered with the bus because he doesn't want you guys to get to South Padre and realize what a dud it is down there. You go on Wikipedia, one of the main things it says it's like a bird watching island or some crap.
No, Dieter would never. No,
bird watching.
This is impossible.
Or is it, Dean, it may be that Dieter's trying to keep South Padre Island to himself.
Yes.
He doesn't want word to spread.
Yeah, I hate that we did this.
Because,
this promotion?
You know, I saw a beach in Thailand, I think it was, just on the news a couple weeks ago. They had the government close the beach to everyone because so many tourists were coming out to this beach. And they're smoking. They're putting their cigarette butts out there. They're dropping plastic and bags and boxes and everything. And it was getting overcrowded. So they go, we're shutting the whole thing down. It's closed to the public. And there's a real possibility that could have happened to South Padre Island if we spread the word. And I'm guessing that's probably what happened.
But Dieter was down there. And what do you think he did?
Dieter wants to keep it just amongst him and his friends.
All the whole crew?
Yep.
My drinking buddies?
Yep. ATO for life.
Were they mad at you when you told them you were going again?
Oh, yeah.
You're bringing a bunch of guys?
Well, they're all jealous. Like, I can't believe none of them have been back since. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever made it back. It's always a dream to go back. And they're like, you're the first guy to go back ever.
And that's real time.
And then we're not going. But there were fans yesterday that said they were actually going to make the trip down to party with us.
Oh, wow. I hope they didn't leave last night.
No, I think they were. They were going to call for work. They're like, we have to see this party. I go, oh, you got to go. It's like New Year's Eve.
Every day.
Every day there.
In New Year's Eve in New York City with the ball dropping, yep. Right?
That many people.
Just tops.
The overhead shot they
chicks,
have.
Boobs.
Yep. Yeah. It's all women.
Gary, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Rover. Hey, if you put the driver on, I could help you walk him through this real quick. There's two little pivot pins, probably maybe four on a unit that new, that you could look over really easy, but those have to also be manually dropped before you push it in.
You have to manually drop the pivot
pins,
huh?
Is that what we have to do, Gary?
Yep. And also, mm-hmm. It would also help if Dieter dropped his pants right now. It showed us that little hog of his.
Brad Wolf Dave, you have good voice, man.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Well,
the guy's still in his car. He hasn't closed the door, so he hasn't left.
He's probably on a conference call with Bubba right now.
Okay.
Trying to figure out the next step. What do they do? He's probably surveying the parking lot we're in right now. Is it big enough for the chopper to land? Bubba gets out.
Get through the chopper.
Comes and he fixes the fixes the bus. I don't know. Who knows?
Damn.
Here's someone who says, sounds like it fell off track. It's a common issue, easy to fix.
Easy.
If it's easy, you got to tell us how to do
it.
You can't just leave it at that. How do you get it? I mean, I would think these guys would know. If this was a common problem, this guy would know how to fix it, right?
I haven't seen anybody try, though, just pushing it in. I feel like if you start the motor to make it work and you push,
no way.
It'll just catch and we're ready to go. I don't know why you just wouldn't try it.
I mean, we can.
I think it's worth just an attempt.
We can try it.
How much can you bench, Dieter? Because it would be like a bench press, right?
No, well, I was going to leg press. I was going to sit on the curb because you're strong with the legs and then push with both legs. And think about it. If not just my legs, all you guys too.
We'd all, okay.
That's eight legs. Mm-hmm. I think we can do it.
How much can
anything.
You leg press?
Oh, a ton. An actual ton.
A ton.
Yeah.
How much do you think I could do? Like
a half a ton.
I could do a half a ton?
Yeah, you're stronger. In the leg press, you're much stronger than you think.
What is that?
You're not actually holding
pounds?
It.
I can do 1,000 pounds with these bad boys?
I bet.
You think he can do 1,000 pounds, Dieter?
Maybe I overestimate a little bit. But still, everybody's strong in the leg press, Rover. Because it's not like a squat where you're putting it on. You actually just, it's coming down and you're just pushing out.
Uh-huh.
A couple 100 pounds for sure, easily. Just one rep.
And how much do you think the slide weighs?
So you went from half a ton to a couple hundred pounds.
And I started looking at Charlie's legs and his form. I'd say 200 you could do.
200.
Remember that video of the guy and he's leg pressing and his knee actually claps it on itself?
Yeah.
That's Charlie.
Okay. I'd say that's our only option right now. That or wait for Bubba.
I mean, what if we get it back in and then never, ever, ever can come back out? If we break it off the track.
No, I can pull it out. I'll just
connect
a rope to it.
The harness, and you pull it just like you
pull
the bus?
So
every time we want to put the slide out or in, it's a manual operation.
Dieter leg presses it in, and I hook me up to the harness.
You harness it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
every morning.
Pretty simple.
Every night.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up early here then because I don't know if we're going to have the aftermath. We talked about this yesterday when we learned of this because we were supposed to just get right on the road right after the show, and we were just going to nix the aftermath. And by the way, we're in an area for whatever reason we could not upload the show yesterday. The aftermath, the main show, it just doesn't work. I tried.
I saw you
getting
angry over there.
Tried.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. So I was like, oh, all right, well, I'll just do it tomorrow when
Once you get to the South Padre Island, yep. It's covered in free Wi-Fi, and 1,000 gigabit download. Cannot wait. Now, on top of that, you know, just on top of the nudity and the Hooters, but just free internet.
Oh, yeah, all those free nipples internet. Work as yes. antennas. Yeah. You get all that good Wi-Fi right off those teeth.
Tune in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the plan, but apparently that's not going to happen. So we'll have to see if we're going to do an aftermath here or not. But we're going to try and get this thing going. I think it needs to be, as Doogie would say, all hands on deck with the slide out. And, wait.
Uh-oh. He left?
He just pulled away. Like he left.
Is that him?
There he is.
All right.
Brett, what happened? Did he talk to you? Wow. Okay. He's driving away. He's left us.
You listen to the show.
We're stuck in Houston. How do we know that's not
the mayor of South Padre Island?
He's heading to South Padre. The guy heard it. He goes, what am I doing here in Houston? He dropped everything, and he's going right to South Padre.
I think he worked for Big Padre, and he's trying to keep us out. And this is a conspiracy, and Dieter's hired this man to keep us out. And that's bull crap, man.
Oh, man. All right, let me take a break. I'll see what – I mean, I don't know if he just left. I don't know if he called B2 and gave an update. I don't know if Bubba is coming over. I have no idea. I'll try and find out. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's like the Antiques Roadshow. They're traveling the country while Jeffrey inspects and appraises ancient grannies. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
In Texas, on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are all fueled up. We have fuel. We're ready to go. But we can't because the slide out is stuck out. All right, so apparently we have a diagnosis. What they're telling us now is that the motor unit, you can hear the motor spinning, but it's not moving the slide out back in. That something is sheared off, and they had to order a new motor unit for the slide out. And there's only one available in the country. It's in New Jersey.
One?
Right now. That's
in
right.
The whole country.
One in the whole country. And they're FedExing it here. It won't be here until tomorrow morning. And at that point, they're going to have to come and install it. That means there's no way this bus is getting to South Padre Island.
Damn
now,
it.
There is you another guys. Bus. There's another bus that one of my guys has that's around here. We could jump on that. But, I mean, I don't know what kind of bus it is. I don't know what
the... Could be a school bus. What kind of bus is this?
I have no idea. But he called last night. He goes, look, I'm in Austin. We can come pick you up on this bus. But we have no equipment on the bus.
Yeah, we can't transfer all the equipment and rewire everything.
We could do audio only with three microphones from that one little unit right there. That would work. But I don't know, man.
What are you leaning towards?
I mean, I can't believe that the dream is going to die.
I know.
You guys have been hoping for this ever since I talked about it.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years you guys have been waiting.
We're this close.
I mean, you
5 hours away.
Best week of my life. You guys had the best day of your life.
Like, if we were to leave now, what time would we get there?
Oh, probably around 5 p.m.
Well, he's got to get to Austin. He's got to drive from Austin to here.
Oh, you're saying if
Austin to here, pick us up.
Yeah. Oh, we'd probably roll in at probably 8, 9
perfect
tonight.
Actually, that's not bad.
Right in the peak party time, South Padre
Island.
That's
when the bars open up, they said.
Yeah. Open up? I thought they never closed on South Padre Island.
No, this huge one, they close it during the day to get,
to prepare to wash it down because of the amount of
all of the juices from the women.
Yes, you have to clean it out, scrub it, then get a bunch of lube in, rubbers, sex tables, sex swings.
Sex tables.
You got to bring in new ones every day.
What's a
sex table? It's like a pool table. You ever seen porn? They would use a damn pool table to bang on.
I mean, the thought of missing out on that is like a blow to the gut.
But also, so it's impossible for us to do video from South Padre.
It would be impossible.
That's out. That's completely out.
That could be part of Big Padre's plan. Maybe they don't mind if we get there as long as we don't show the antics. I mean, imagine what would happen if the government saw what was happening on South Padre Island.
In the United States?
I mean, Trump and those conservatives would be in there so fast.
They'd build a wall in front of it. Yeah.
So I don't know. We have a decision to make, I guess. There's another odd thing where we are stuck right now in Houston. There are no hotel rooms available. There was one hotel room. They range from $800 to $4,000 a night.
What kind of hotel rooms?
Just any hotel rooms. There's some huge convention going on. We've been trying to book hotel rooms for the past week in Houston. And B2's like, I'm having a problem. And I go, there's got to be. So I did a search on whatever. I don't know if it was Google or hotels.com or what. And I'm like, look, these all pop up. She goes, yeah, try booking it. Try booking one. It's like unavailable. She goes, call there. Call any of these places. You call them. Nope. No rooms available. Nothing. And so it turns out there's a huge convention here in town, some sort of women's convention. It's the opposite of South Padre Island.
Yeah, the opposite feel,
They're
not at the convention center with their tops off like South Padre. They didn't bring South Padre to Houston. No. Yes.
Apparently there's something like 28,000 women here for some sort of convention. I don't know what the convention is, but it's someone told me it was like a women tech convention or something.
Oh, we're talking the 2018 Grace Hopper Celebration, the world's largest gathering of women technologists.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Well, they're all in town, and they're taking up every hotel room. And so we have no hotels here in Houston. The guys haven't showered in 2 days.
I've been pooping in a Whataburger. I don't think I'm allowed back in there anymore from what I did last time.
Your picture is up at the register.
I was planning on taking a shower in the Whataburger sink later, but now I think that might be out.
We're also just sitting here. I haven't looked, but I'm guessing the water tanks are getting low. The waste tanks are getting high.
With what?
We got a real problem. Anytime you flush the toilet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What are you doing? I mean, so we got a problem.
Like, how do you dump? Yeah, if we're stuck, how do you dump that tank?
Right here.
Right here?
Dump it.
Crow Dog says, you are stupid. Manually close it and move along.
We've tried.
Tried already.
Two different guys have come out.
Yeah.
We've tried this. Cannot do it.
There is a way to manually crank it closed. Doesn't work. Something with the gear, they're saying, is sheared off. Whatever the hell that means.
Do you think that's from the accident now? Or just from using the slide too much or something?
No,
I don't think we use it that.
No. I mean, think about bands that are on tour.
For 6 months.
These buses are out every day for, a year. and they're going in and out every day. So I don't think that's it.
What if we were a band? What would happen? What would happen in this case? Like, we need to get to the next place to play. Tickets have been sold. We got to get to South Padre. We're going to be playing spring break 2018, sure. Fall break 2018.
You would have to figure out a way to get there. And normally a band leases. Bands don't normally, they don't buy their tour buses. Some big bands do. But most buses lease their tour buses from a company. And then that company, you probably go, hey, look, we got a problem. That company would probably try to route a bus to you.
Okay.
But on that short notice, you're having to find another way to get there somehow. Someone's renting a U-Haul, putting your gear into a U-Haul, and the band is probably flying, would be my guess. Or you're canceling the next show.
So once this motor shows up, whatever they're ordering,
yeah,
they can just work on it in this parking lot?
I guess, sure.
Okay.
Who's paying for that, Rover? You have to?
Me, of course. What do you think? There's
I don't know if the bus is like...
Some kind of warranty that if something breaks down, it'd be covered. It's still under the first couple of years. I don't know if you have that.
No.
I don't know how buses work.
Yeah.
They give you a one-year warranty with these things.
And we're at year two?
Yeah.
Year and a half, yeah. Right? Yeah. We got it in like March-ish last year.
I think like they give you a warranty on... I don't know. I'll see. Maybe the slide out. Maybe that's covered under warranty. Maybe it is. Let's see. Someone says Airbnb.
Oh, get us a house?
Give that a shot, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
We're here?
Sarah says rent a car and go to South Padre.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we can get to South Padre. Yeah. So we can't broadcast.
Well, what are we going to do? We'll have to figure it out. Charlie, what do you have coming up on The Aftermath on RMG
Plus? We're going to talk about the Hellcat being stolen from Gas Monkey Garage right after you guys rode in it.
Snitzer, last guy out.
I know. We'll talk about the bus being broken and us being stuck in Houston. And we'll talk about Jeffrey's doctor's note. All that more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, Rover, I got an idea. I'm no rocket scientist, but why don't you take the motor off the other pop-out, put it on the one that extended, and then head to the island so we can see some video?
Interesting theory. That is a good question. I don't. Why have to be anonymous for that call, too, by the way? I'm just curious.
Because a lot of people listen. They'll probably recognize my voice.
But what did you say that's wrong?
I don't know.
Take off the motor? Is that illegal?
I get it if you're calling in and you're like, I did tons of cocaine last year. You know, I get why you might want to be anonymous, but for this, I don't think you have to be. But I don't know how much if it's 4 hours of work to replace the motor, moving it from one slide out to the other, probably wouldn't, you know, I don't know if that would make much sense. All right. The Aftermath will start in just a few minutes on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live there on the website or with the Rover Radio app. For people who are not Plus subscribers, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, I guess, from somewhere. Will it be Houston? Will it be South Padre Island? Will it be somewhere else? Will it be at all? I don't know. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Yes.
Rover's Morning Glory.